Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you? I'm in Milwaukee. It's really cool here. The part I'm in is... I don't know where it's at, but it's cool. Like, a lot of cool streets and, like, that's it. That's all I got. But anyway, hello, Milwaukee. I got yelled at. I didn't get yelled at, but I didn't think I was that loud, but the room next door called security on me. I guess I'm out of control or something. Okay, listen, so today, let's get to it. There's no reason I should, there's nothing to say, you know, like, I don't gotta just rant, because I'm in my hotel room. Eddie Pepitone, I mean, it was just, look, the show will speak for itself, but it was crazy fun. I mean, holy shit. We were laughing so hard, so much fun. So much fun. All right, so enjoy the show. I gotta go back. I gotta finish watching Entertainment Tonight. It's where I get all my news. I watch Entertainment Tonight. I may pretend that's the real world's problems. What? Julia Roberts got her bike stolen? All right, goodbye. I'll talk to you later. Vinny, what are you doing? Shut the fuck up. If you would have skipped forward 15 seconds, you wouldn't have heard that. All right, Aristotle. The whole time, Eddie, we are jumping up and down. We're like laughing so hard. So enjoy yourself, you dumb fuck.
Now entering Nerdist.com. Okay.
Look, Eddie. It's a barn. You feel good already? Eddie, yeah. Pepitone.
I do. I feel like this is how barns should have been.
There's
here.
A barn.
What?
What a barn.
Shut up.
Only funny people go there.
This is out of goddamn
and they
control.
Do a little show there. It was voted number one there.
Eddie Pepitone.
There's music.
Eddie Pepitone.
The dancing. And a lot of podcast people.
Pause it for 1 second.
With...
You know when you do these other podcasts, they make you sit there and wait for a while. In 3 minutes, it's all about you. 3 minutes. And
I
guess what?
Know. But you're so entertaining.
Thank
with
you.
This barn song.
Thank you.
That
thank you.
You're the type. This is the type of podcast.
What type of person am I? I love stories that start like that.
But this is the type of podcast where I could sit here and just be, you know, a spectator.
I love you.
If I lived closer to you.
You would?
And you know that L.A. is, if you don't live close to somebody, well, fuck them. If I live
it's
closer
true.
To you,
it's true.
I would be here just to hang.
Wow. You know, can I say something?
Yeah.
To George Carlin, that's our safe word.
To what?
To George Carlin.
Oh, right.
It just
right,
means
right.
swear to God.
Right,
it's just right, our right. safe word. It's fun to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll hit that in a second. Everybody wanted to be here because you're going to be here. Me, it's like mm-hmm. I get, you know, you spend so much of your life being insecure, like probably everybody. Take
yeah.
an over compliment, even if you have to look down. Everybody wanted to be here. I limit it because
really?
When there's too many people, yeah, everyone, because there's no pressure on you. You think, oh,
yeah.
Todd, don't do this. It's going to, you just be you, and it's always fucking the best thing in the
well,
world.
Well, me and you.
Shut
well,
up. I'm sorry. I thought you were.
I thought you were going to come at me.
No.
After an opening like that, so I thought it was you would do for trying to insult me at that point.
I'm excited you're here.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I am too, because you really do. Unlike my podcast, which it's just kind of a serious, it can be anxiety-ridden, it can be depressing. Yours is always fucking fun.
Well, we're going to talk about
it's
other
fun.
Things. Don't worry, I do a three-hour...
No, I like how it's fun.
Shut up. I can't believe it, I'm freaking out. No, I'm seriously freaking out. I'm in a room with Eddie Pepitone. What would you do? Sit there like a pile of shit?
There's a bar.
God damn it.
What a bar.
Wow.
Only funny people go there.
What the fuck is going
on? Do a little show there. It was
sure, I'm
going to
turn on the ball with the colors. Look at the ball with the colors. Everybody, look at the ball with the colors.
Oh, wow.
And
I'm having a bad trip,
Mommy. Son, don't have a bad trip. It's just the Todd Glass Show. But the colors, Mommy, the colors.
I'll turn them off.
Everybody's ready for the show. They want to hear
God
their favorite guests.
All right, I got out of it. I got to get a few things out of the way, and then it's all you. First of all, in Vermont, I'm going to do a show in July at the Vermont Comedy Club. It's a great comedy club. If you play together, you're like keyboards and drums, but you always play together. You play it occasionally. You know each other. You know, I need them to know each other when you guys come to the show. I don't want you, sometimes somebody is kind enough, they'll be like, oh, I play the drums. Can you get it? No, I want to be like, you two, you're comfortable. That way I know whoever I'm bringing in, they've known each other. They've worked together a few times. I need a drummer and a keyboard player.
For your show?
Yeah, to play as I'll explain it to you as I explain it to the person that's listening. No, I'm saying it's good question. I thank you, asked a question. They play as people come in, like jazz.
Oh, I see.
As the audience is filing in and it,
you don't
awesome.
Like to do the recorded file-in music?
That's fine, and I'll just, if I do that, which is sometimes, I'll pick, at least put some thought into it. Really cool music that
I
they
know,
don't
you
hear
do,
all the
you
time.
Do that stuff.
But most of the time, when there's two people playing in suits, just standing
it's
up
nice.
There,
it's nice.
It adds something. You know, it's really cool. Every time I see it,
you're
I like it.
You're a genius.
Thank you.
At atmosphere. No, quiet hold
the
it.
Background.
Let me finish that. Let me finish that sentence, because when I said you're a genius, you said thank you right away, but I want to qualify. You're a genius at atmosphere.
I'll take it. That's what I thought you were going to say, and I was very excited. I'll take it.
At other things, there's flaws.
Oh, no.
But atmosphere, there's nobody better than you. Nobody better. And right now, if you folks could
Jesus
be here,
Christ.
It's really beautiful.
So
the
band in Vermont, so email me at Todd Glass Comedy and just say, yeah, I play keyboard, a friend of mine plays drums, and then I can give you the details. I know this, we'd have to just get there, whatever my first night is on a Thursday, like at 5 o'clock, 3 hours before the showtime, to just spend 3 hours working together. I'll find out what your arsenal of music is. I'll be like, oh, we can use that song. We'll talk on the phone once. It's not a big deal.
When are you going
to learn? I don't give you sheet music. You have to learn. I learn basically what you know, and then I pick from it what I could use. And maybe there will be one or two songs. Like, can you play The President? Bum, bum, ba, dum, ba. Can you play Oh Say Can I See? That's like two or three songs. Okay, so that's that. I got a CD from someone after the show, after opening up for Sarah Silverman in Chicago. It was very sweet of you. I got it. It's in my house. I put one in today. I started listening to it. I love it. I tweeted at you. It took a picture of it. I don't take that stuff for granted. That was very nice. Thank you. Now, if I hope you listen to the podcast or follow my tweets. And if you don't do either, then, you say you fucking like me so much and you drop a CD off? You don't even, you know, that's not my fault. You're not, you know. So, and there's two other things, and then we're all done. Now, this gentleman over here Aaron Simon. Aaron wrote me an email. Aaron wrote me an email. He said, Aaron Simon, his family listens to the show. We'll talk about them on the after show today. But Aaron Simon, I know his family's probably listening to the whole goddamn show. They're all sitting around.
Everybody gather around the radio. We're so proud of Aaron for getting an intern job on the Todd Glass Show.
What is it about?
I don't fucking know. We just listen out of, we don't get the shows. But Aaron likes it, and we're trying to be supportive of him because he chipped all his teeth off.
So that's Aaron. And then that's Aristotle. You always know Robbie Kirkhoff is here filling in on the board. Now, I want to introduce Robbie over there. It's not my manager's assistant. I'll go big. Why not? He's my. This is the guy, gateway to my. When I, it's his assistant. If he doesn't like me, my whole career will go in the shitter. Because, you know, we lost that email. So I treat the guy with some goddamn respect. Plus, every time I call over there, he's always super friendly. And, Aaron, what's your last name? Robbie, I'm sorry. Hold on. Not yet. Robbie, your last name? Did I call you Aaron?
Yes. After talking about how much he means to you.
Well, fuck him. He's disrespectful. You know what? To prove that I wasn't kidding, hold on. Okay, here we go. Let's do it.
Robbie is ready. I'm not sure.
I want to make him feel special.
Your last name, but I'm glad to give you a shout out on the Todd Glass Show. Yeah.
All right, you think I'm not gonna go big? Yeah, Robbie's here. Yeah, you think I'm fucking around? You didn't expect that, you pile of shit. He's sitting over there. Oh, what did Todd do for me? Put some reverb in there. All right. Enough. Thank you. Take it home. Thank you. Come back over here and sit down.
Man, you do so much with music. Have you always been a big music guy? Like, have you always combined music and comedy? Because I'm getting into that more.
Let me tell you something.
Please.
This is your intro. Eddie Pepitone is our guest all night long, an hour and 20 more minutes. We got Eddie Pepitone, ladies and gentlemen. I ain't shitting around. I am not shitting around this year. I'm coming in strong.
Once upon a time, favorite guest of mine did the show sometimes in his prime.
Hey, Eddie, look down. Sure, I got smoke for you.
Commits hard, playing the parts, hanging out with Stephen Fine Arts. Makes Todd punch a wall. We laugh at the things he's doing.
Shut up.
Like the bitter Buddha and his special in ruins. He's sometimes quiet and sometimes loud. We're all excited that he makes us cry.
Wow. Sure, I'm going to give you bubbles. I'm not going to cheat you. Eddie Pepitone.
How does it feel?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Welcome, Eddie Pepitone.
Who does your songs? Can you say that?
Can I tell you something? Thank you for asking. Yeah. And now it's all about you. Do you like to smoke?
Yeah,
I got smoke. I was
smoke
gonna...
bubbles. It's amazing because people can't see it. Yours should be.
Is that off?
Yeah, it's the air conditioner.
No, oh, it's
blowing. The air conditioner's blowing.
Blowing it. Sorry, the smoke is suffocating me.
What's great about you is that it isn't just for the home audience. You know, it's just not just for the listening audience, but you just for the people here.
Well,
you put on a show.
I feel like they understand now because they're looking at YouTube clips. We're about to get so much more professional with putting clips up all the time, and you'll see. That's all I'm going to say. But people can see it. Is that smoke still coming?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Okay, we're going to have to get out.
No, Eddie, you're overreacting. This is not good.
Eddie, folks.
You're overreacting.
We were supposed to do an hour and a half, but it looks like it's only going to be 10 minutes.
You're overreacting.
I'm feeling weak because of the smoke, but it puts on a great show.
Oh, shit. Now the
Hello, welcome to Fahrenheit 451. I'm your host, Ray Bradbury.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit... That smoke was to George Carlin, everybody. This room is four times as smoky as it should be. Can we all handle it, or do you want to take a break
and
let the air out of here? Is everybody okay?
I'm okay.
Wow.
I'm
okay. I'm glad to have you here. Thank you. The audience knows, from looking at it. Hey, you know what? I texted Steve Fine Arts today, and I think it's all right to start.
I did, too.
Do you treat him nice?
Oh, yeah.
You should.
I do. He's a good buddy.
I don't want to go through it again, but I. I mean, I just love the fact that there's a 23-year-old kid somewhere loving you so much. He wants every... That melts my heart every time. That's why I love him. That's why I consider him family. Not a close friend, family. Like, close friend's a compliment. Family's family. Yeah. If someone didn't like him, I can't like them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're full of shit.
Same here.
If you're rude to him, I don't fucking like you. He doesn't say it. Of course, he doesn't go, hey, that guy was rude to me. Don't lie. If I find out, right now I got two investigators following him around. If anybody's rude to him, I'll go slit their throat. Even if he gets a
scoop
of ice cream.
He's costing you a lot of money.
Sure he is. That's why, you know, I can't.
Todd, it's Frank Johnson, one of your investigators. someone, it wasn't really.
Hold on, use that. Turn it up real loud.
Hello, Todd.
Move away from the mic so it sounds really like you're talking on the phone.
Todd, yeah, this is Frank Johnson. I've been telling Fine Arts. The Starbucks guy, I don't know if it was rude, but he was like, what's your name? And Fine Arts said, Steve. And the guy gave him a look. It was
disrespectful?
Disrespectful? I don't know if it was that. And by the way, I hope I'm not wasting your time, but I feel like I got to produce.
Hold on.
I mean,
hold on. What's your name, by the way, in this bit?
Frank Johnson.
Frank. I'm looking. I'm going to. Was it a disrespect?
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, he may have just been distracted by the fact that there was gunfire.
There was a shooting on La Cienega Boulevard.
That's correct.
Well, of course, you can't. Look,
yeah,
I'm not a maniac.
You know what?
Okay, one day later, he calls back again. It's always ridiculous.
Todd!
Hello?
Frank Johnson. Steve Fine Arts just put his car into his mechanic, and his mechanic said, I'll be with you in a second. And I got to tell you, it was about 5 minutes
where he just left Fine Arts
standing there. But then again, the guy was busy. I just feel like I got to produce, you know? I feel like he's not getting treated poorly, but... Oh, also, Fine Arts wanted something engraved on a statue the other day, on a trophy. He just wanted it to say, best girlfriend ever. And the guy who engraved it said, is this okay? He showed him the engraving plate.
Frank.
Yeah.
Stop.
What's the matter?
If you don't have anything, you don't have anything.
Yeah,
what am I going to do? If they've disrespected him, am I going? I don't kill him, but I have him roughed up. I can't rough up a guy because he was...
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing
He calls me again in a month.
In a month, okay.
And I've just...
Hello, Frank.
Listen to this. I've been telling Fine Arts. He went to a lotion shop. You know Kiehl's lotion?
Yes.
And the woman said, would you like to try a sample? And Fine Arts said, absolutely. And actually, it was just a fine. She just gave him the sample. You know what? I just feel like I don't want to lose this job. I have a child who wants a boat. My child wants a boat, so I don't want you to fire me. So
Eddie,
please don't fire me. Everybody's treating Fine Arts okay, but sometimes they turn away.
Eddie,
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I love you.
We love you, Eddie Papitone. Oh, yes, we do.
That's how you produce a goddamn show. He just did a bit. That's our first bit. And we play a jingle. This is the fucking way we do it.
We love you. We all know it. Pepitone. Oh, yes, we do. Love you, Eddie Pepitone. It's true.
By the way, the reverb is funny, but by the way,
I'm sorry.
This is such, you make it such a love fest, and you make me feel so special that when I'm on my deathbed, I'm going to go, play the Todd Glass podcast, the last one, the one that was June 8, 2016. Play that.
Crank it,
I don't feel well.
Eddie Pepitone, we love you. Yeah, mother's here.
And all the people around me on my deathbed are going to be going, can you stop listening to the Todd Glass
show? Oh, I would love it. I would have jingles made for you every week. Okay, you asked me a question a long time ago that you're going to be glad we didn't slip over this before we talk about Bernie.
Okay.
I emailed Steve Fine Arts today. I said, is Eddie a Bernie fan? Because I'll be honest, you can't learn this way, but I wasn't in the mood to have a debate. I just wanted to talk about it only if the other person loved Bernie. If he said, no, he's not. He doesn't hate Bernie, but he doesn't love him, I wouldn't bring it up.
Yeah.
He goes, of course he loves him, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to this. So the person who does the music is Joe McKenzie.
Joe McKenzie.
Yeah, he came up.
Joe!
And I'm going to tell you something. I don't never take him for granted. He came up to me after a show in Portland once, and he gave me a song, and he said, it's for the show. He listened. We all got back. We listened to it. We're like, this is so fucking great.
Holy
and then I
shit.
Called him the next week, and he started, and then I needed specific things done, and he always, even if he's swamped and he does it onto his iPad, it's always unbelievable. And I know he's listening,
so
and I want him to know that when you say, like, I don't take it for granted, it mm-hmm. would I continue? That's, you know I'm being serious because of the way I say it. Would I continue mm-hmm. to do a podcast mm-hmm. if he wouldn't do songs anymore? Yeah, I would, but I would hate it.
Yeah. He lives in Portland?
He lives in Portland. His name is Joe McKenzie, and he's got a beautiful wife and a daughter.
All right.
A son that I'm not crazy about.
That's too much. But when fans give me music...
I just looked at... I went, he's got a daughter I'm not too crazy about, and I signaled to Jake. And then he goes like this. I signaled to Gabe on the trumpet. He looks back at me like, I wanted it to be like... his son, I don't like so much, but in my head, I'm thinking, I point to him and he goes, ba-dum-bum, ba-dum-bum. But then I think about it logically. I go, I do the joke or whatever it is. His son, I'm not crazy about. I point to him. He looks at me with his shoulders scrunched, is like, what?
That'd be funny if after the podcast you're like, listen, whenever I say something about a boy who I don't like.
Can I tell you something? Act like, go over there and yell at him if you do mind. Like that, like there's a secret. It's me after the show, this is a real Todd Glass.
What? What the fuck is wrong with you? When I point and it's about a son I don't like, I want a bottom bump and a pop, and if I don't get it, there's going to be a fucking hell to pay. Yes, 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 we have a great atmosphere, but it's all not shits and giggles.
I'm sorry, I'm doing the best I can.
Fuck that, fuck that. Everybody does the best they can, and look at the country we live in. It's a shithole.
My wife is really sick. I'm just trying.
Your wife is not my concern. All right? Your wife is not my concern.
We're expecting a child, and I just want to be able to...
Come on! Everybody's got kids. There's overpopulation. Let me tell you something. Don't fuck with me again on the show. I don't care if you have three kids who are on their deathbed and your wife has a gun in her mouth. When I point at you, you produce, or your whole family goes in the shitter.
Would you accept my apology?
No! Fuck that! Fuck that! Now, Lenny, I'm gonna go have a grape juice and relax.
Eddie!
Fucking.
Oh my god,
Eddie. We love you, Eddie Babatone. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Eddie Babatone. It will be true.
We love you, Eddie Babatone. We do.
I thought you were too hard on him, Todd. Why do you go off like that?
Oh God, I could watch you do that all night long. That guy doesn't care. I love it. So
he
much
doesn't
fun.
Care.
I love. By
he
the way,
wants, he needs people to produce for him.
So everybody knows, I was jumping up and down like a little kid because I was feeding a Gabe. He could have thought of his own things to say, but it was so much fun to whisper something in his ear. Will you accept my apology? Because I knew whatever I said, you weren't going to forgive him, because that was why it was the funniest. I wanted to think of worse things, but I never got to do it. Guess what? That is what I do on this show. Ladies and gentlemen, in a half an hour, if Aristotle reminds me, we're going to return to that bit. Like, we have two more. Like, we secretly record Todd. You know, and we're going to go back to this bit in a half an hour.
Do you find you do that a lot, like a lot of callback? Like,
if a
because
bit makes
it's
me giggle?
Just hilarious. Me and you have the same sense of humor in the sense that we love to beat shit into the ground. Like that whole thing about comics we like when we did that game.
Oh, my God.
Where we were like, look. Because we would agree who was not funny
well,
or who's funny.
Well, to explain to everybody.
You explain. I'm not. What am I here? I drive fucking... 40 minutes in hellacious traffic, and I'm explaining shit? No, 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 no. You explain it. I have a disorder. You know I have a disorder.
Yes, we do.
We love you,
Eddie Babatone. It will be true.
All right, listen. Everything's
yes.
great.
Everything's great, folks.
Everything's great.
Not looking at notes.
That's not what you said.
Not looking at notes. Hey. Everything's great.
How dare you?
Fine weather we're
How
having.
How dare you? How dare you?
Oh, boy. What you? Fine weather.
Let's talk about Bernie.
Yeah.
Feel the barn.
Feel the barn. Feel the burn. Oh, this is the barn.
Feel the barn? It's feel the...
Feel
Feel the barn.
Feel the barn. I like it. All right, listen. I know what to do. I'm a professional. This is a professional show. Imagine Can I point out one other reason to you, and then we're going to continue? Mm-hmm. Done with the shit. Other shows, I've been there. If you have a real show, like a radio show, the producer's in another room, like on Howard Stern, behind a glass booth, or you see him at a panel, right? That's a real producer.
Right.
I go to some podcasts, and the producer's sitting at the table. I'm like, oh, it's a fake show or something, right? It's not a real show. Producer's behind a plexiglass booth, right?
That's a real show.
Like our show here, like Aristotle. He's in another room. We don't just... yeah, we don't just... Sure, he's behind the plexiglass. It's a real show.
Actually, that makes me feel better.
You like him? Because it is about, what, like a 2.5 foot by 2.5 foot piece of plexiglass, and it is between us and Aristotle now. he leaves it up sometimes, which, you know what I think? He doesn't like me. And it's like, I could picture him at Thanksgiving. No, I love Todd, but...
But do you think of the bit?
What?
Did you think of the bit to put this thing up?
Oh, I did, yes.
So maybe
but he didn't fight it, and I didn't ask him to keep it up the whole show.
That's true. That could go either way on whether or not he likes you.
Well, usually about right now is I'll go to pull it down. Mm-hmm, you know, I'll be like, the bit's over, and then I want to see him. I don't want him to have a plexiglass between us. And one week he puts his hand in my hand, he goes, leave it there. I said, oh, that didn't feel so nice. He goes, leave it there, you fucking pile of
shit.
Next
week he tints it. It's like black tinted.
Aristotle, is that tinted? He's like, no, maybe by accident. My sister works at a tint shop, but other than that, I think you're being paranoid.
Hey, Margaret, when are you going to fucking get your ass out of the tint shop? You're hiding from life in there. You're supposed to study and become a doctor. All of a sudden, it's tint this and tint that.
You know what
and
I
all
picture?
You do?
You know what I picture? She's doing it out of the two-car garage. She opened up a tinting business, and he's yelling from the laundry room into the garage, you know? And like, Margaret.
God damn it.
Always when you yell the other way because it sounds so funny at home because you're...
Oh, really?
Why are you always tinting? You're avoiding your life. At least use the juicer you bought. you don't juice anymore because you're tinting. And I got to tell you, you breathe that shit in, you know, you're going to fucking die. So come on, baby. Baby, stop tinting.
God damn it. What the fuck?
I
can't take it anymore.
Eddie Pepitone. Eddie Pepitone is here tonight on the Todd Glass Show.
Shut up.
Eddie Pepitone. Eddie Pepitone. Eddie Pepitone is here tonight on the Todd Glass Show. Yeah.
Shut up,
and
ladies and gentlemen.
We got him in the barn doing the Todd Glass Show.
Eddie Pepitone's our guest. That's the way they make it look big. We'll be here with you all night long, taking you through the night. So let's talk about
Bernie. How
long
have you been in the barn?
I've been in the barn for about 5 weeks.
Feel the barn.
What do you want to talk about with Bernie?
Okay, so you here's
I'm a big Bernie guy.
Me
big
too.
Bernie
me too.
Guy.
Me
you
too.
You too. I didn't know that.
Let me tell you something. It's getting to the point where,
yeah.
Look, sometimes we deem we know things. Like we just go, like, is the world flat? There's a certain point when technically will always be an opinion. Unless you ignore science and like, we just deem things. We deem things just, you know, and I think I know something that other people don't,
which is
we can do miraculous things. And the sentiment of I would respect someone more if they said, I don't like them. And here's why. Well, when people do that thing, when they go, I like them, I really do. But can we really people? It's not a matter of it. I'll tell you a fact, and I never sell a fact as try to sell an opinion as a fact. No, it's not. It's an opinion. Shut up. This is a fact. Yeah. They overturn countries. Miraculous things happen. We've ended horrible atrocities in this world. Look, I'm trying to be positive for a second. The facts are we have so much more to do, but we've ended some egregious behavior. Some people say we just have new egregious behavior around the corner, but we have ended. We can be crazy. As people said when you met Mr. Rogers, it reminded you how good we could be as a species. But people think for some reason, but not, well, we're here. Oh, it's a fact that miraculous things happen. That's not up for debate. It's just whether we'll do something miraculous, and I vote for it. I think there's no reason kids in school 75 years from now can't be talking about Bernie Sanders. Why does that sound crazy? We've heard horrific stories about the past, but every so often in history, we also learn unbelievably. And then in 1930, this happened. Why can't that be now? When people won't dream like that, it makes me realize that what I feel is anger and frustration. But that's not always the emotion that comes right away. It's anger and rage at why are you not being a dreamer? This is fucking doable. What? Why did you get old? Why? Yeah. Why? You're just old. And people listening right now, I'm pissing certain people off. In my opinion, repeating his words, I get it. At the end of the day, it's my opinion. They feel passionate about what they think about. But I think I'm right. I think we the way he ended, I've never seen anything. He's a Martin Luther King leading people that need a leader. Look, people have two choices. They can go, I get it. People go, well, people picked Donald Trump because he was, they were tired of the establishment. No, there was two. Everybody was tired of the establishment. A big group of people were fucking tired of it. And some people looked at Bernie Sanders to think he's the one to take us somewhere great. Yeah. Some people looked at Trump. Don't act like you didn't have a choice. And I'll say the same for myself.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so I looked at him last night. It was such a great speech. Yeah. I was bummed that he lost. It really bothered me. But then he talked not like it's all over and we had a good run and it wasn't a fake we're going forward.
No,
it was
didn't fucking do that.
We're not done.
Right.
This is real. I wasn't just running for the president of the United States and then thinking I'm over. I'm not done. This is just getting fucking started.
Exactly. I really think he senses that. Or he
that
knows
from that audience,
that.
He feels that energy and that.
That's right.
It's crazy. It's like, and let
can
me
you imagine if our shows were like his rallies? You know, my show, the it's most like it, I get is, you are a moron, sir. I brought my wife here on her birthday, and you have just shot on her birthday. You have shot on our birthday, and you have shot on my family. You have shot on the legacy of my family, sir.
That's the best I get. You know what I mean? But Sanders...
We love you, Eddie Papitone. Oh, yes, we do.
Come on, it gets
me
in the way.
Let me tell you, sir, we are a beautiful family, and you've destroyed our hope with your quote-unquote comedy. It's a nightmare. We are never going to be a family again because of you.
That's what I get. That's what I get on the road where he gets so Bernie gets when he
walked off the stage and they played that, like, for lack of a better word, that cool music. Not
I don't
just,
remember what they
we
played.
We are the champions. He played music that represents his soul. It was like this hippie-ish sort of song. And I really quick, I went.
I forgot. I didn't catch the music.
I watched him walk through the whole crowd, and here's what I thought.
Yeah,
I was bummed, and then I thought he'll make a speech, and, you know, I couldn't believe he didn't make me feel a little better. He made me feel hopeful.
Yeah.
By the end of his speech, I felt hopeful, not even bummed at all, just like, he's still with us. He's going to do something miraculous.
Yeah.
And then when they started playing that song, I go, it's a cool song. I go, this is not to be heard. I'm watching a man that started a revolution. After he realized he's not going to be the president of the United States, probably, he goes, the revolution continues. This music's playing. I ran up. I switched it over to the PA to get my, you know, with the RCA cord. I just took it from the back of the TV. It's always there, but I had it shoved behind the TV.
No, I'm not following you now, but go ahead.
I ran it over. I plugged it in, and I played it. I blared it over the system at my house.
Oh, you
the
did?
PA system, yeah. And I went in through, and then I watched him walk through the crowd like it should be. It should have filled the room because that's what it felt like there. And then I felt the pulse that they felt there as much as I could.
Yeah.
And I was teared up because I was watching him walk through the crowd. I was watching people in the Secret Service and watching a beautiful, kind, decent man. Let me tell you something.
Exactly.
All you have to be.
That's a great way to. Beautiful, kind, decent
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. I feel like anyone that doesn't get it, don't be mad the next time in your life when you know you're telling someone good, solid advice and they don't take it. You have to go, that's who I was because he's right. All you have to know is love everybody on this planet. Seriously, love everybody. It doesn't mean you can. Unfairly judge someone once in a while. I'm talking about overall, you just fucking men, women, gay, straight. It doesn't matter. You don't have to list anything. If you're here and you're kind, he will fucking love you. When someone like that gets in charge, not only do socially things go right, economically they will too. That's just a fucking fact.
Yeah, I agree.
If you treat everyone kind, they feel better. Being hateful costs the American public a lot of fucking money. And I'm fucking sick of paying the bill for people's hate because we pay for it. And medical bills, medicine that some people will have to be on medicine forever and it saved their life. Some people might not have to be on it if their family wasn't telling them that they were sick when they're not. Or if someone tells a woman they're not worth it and they are. If we would stop mind-fucking everybody, medical bills would go so fucking low. So if you can't be kind from your heart, just how about this? We can't afford hate anymore. It's breaking us.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. That heckle I have gotten out of class.
Ah!
I, you know, that was a verb.
We love you, Eddie Papitone. Yes, we do. We love you, Eddie Papitone.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
Could you imagine if someone shouted that out to me verbatim because I did a bit that he thought was hateful, and he just went at me like that, and I just said, "Sir, you're gonna be removed." Can I get a little help? This guy needs to be removed. He's talking to, sir. And then the club comes over and says, sir, we can't have people talking about love at that level. Okay? We can't have people talking about love at that level. Let's go. Come on, pal. Come on. You've obviously had too much not to drink. You've had too much not to drink.
Here's how I feel right now. You ever get a massage and you want to look up at the clock to see if you have a lot more time left? It feels better if you got 45 more minutes. I don't know. I want to know when I'm going to be done with you. So, like, because I'm enjoying it so much. I hope I have more time than I think. What time is it? What time do we start? 7:15? Oh, we go to 9:30 with Eddie. What time is it now?
7:49.
Wow, that's great news.
We're good.
An hour and 10 more minutes. We're Even good. If I spent a minute talking about it, I'd
but
still
now
have
what you're talking about, though, now, you really did get to the core of it, like, be kind to everybody. Oh. But don't you think, though, what happens to me is that, yes, I agree with you totally. What happens to me is I think, well, there's evil in this world, like real fucking evil. And then I fucking feel like I've got to defend myself instead of putting out love. I feel like, well, if these fucking people are coming to kill me, then I've got to be vicious too. And that's what fucks me up. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because then you're like the flight attendant on. There's two, tell me if I'm totally crazy. Yeah. There's two types of people in the service industry where people can they take a beating.
I love that you bring it to the service industry. But go ahead.
I think if I'm totally wrong, you can punch me in the face. No. There's two types of people in the service industry. They are the ones that whenever you see someone that's kind, that's maybe a flight attendant, and they just I always say that an amazing power.
I had a really kind flight attendant recently.
It's more than just. I'll tell you why it's an amazing compliment to somebody. There's this vessel flying through the sky, and when there's two flight attendants or three that are nice, and they spread that energy and that love. You are a superhero. That is a crazy power. That to be able to control that. When I do often, half the time I don't. It used to be the higher odds, but half the time I do. And whenever I do, and I look at those three, they're going up and down. I see the way they're talking to everybody, even maybe an old guy who's a little confused up front, and they're being sweet to him. Like, they just...
Yeah.
And I think, wow, this energy on this flight is just crazy unbelievable, all because of you three. And that's not because they have just wiggled through and not been annoyed by everyone else. They get the same thing, but they decide that I'm not going to turn into that. And that's in life, into the mean flight attendant, the mean...
Which I've had, too. You've had them, right? They're scary.
They're scary. Especially when you know you're nice. Like, let me tell you something. I'm going to go out on a limb and go, I know I go out of my way. I'm not a person that thinks I'm nice and I'm not nice. I am fucking nice. I know how to treat people. Right. And I go out of my way. And even if they're horrible, of course, I'm still super nice to them because that's what a sane person does. You don't try to... But sometimes when their energy is so bad, there was a guy, he would not look at me when he put things in front of me. Like, he just wanted to look like, I don't give a shit about this.
Did you do what De Niro did and he just go, look at me, look at me?
I never heard that.
Oh, did you ever see the movie Heat?
No.
You never saw it with Al Pacino and De Niro?
I never saw it.
Did you guys see it?
Yeah, so
do you remember when that guy...
I knew they'd be better friends.
That guy, I forget... You remember he told Wangro, the character was Wangro, he said, look at me. Just before he killed him, he said, look. He wanted this guy to look at him right when he killed him. He said, look at me. Look at me. I forget what he did. The guy did something horrible.
Yeah.
And it was like a great revenge little moment.
Oh,
you know?
He did something horrible.
It reminded
Such
me,
a good movie.
Yeah, it reminded me of how I dealt with my father at the end. I told him, look at me. Look at me.
Your dad's still alive, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
I saw him in the movie. Which Steve wanted me to plug. Sorry. Okay, so listen, I got so much planned for us. So we were talking about Bernie. So.
And love, and like giving out love. And I made the point that, well, I feel like, I feel like there's so much fucking...
Okay, did my analogy not make sense? You're saying sometimes you feel like... Because it sounds like what you're saying is then you turn into what you don't like. You're not even... It's like when you see a comedian that always complains... You want to at least make sure you're not, if you put a litmus test on yourself, you're not what you make fun of. And that's this world where everyone's friendly. You friendly?
I think I am, but...
I meant you as you, everybody listening, too. No, I wasn't attacking you.
Oh, okay.
But are you friendly? When you go out?
I don't want to talk about it.
No, Eddie, I feel like you shouldn't. I don't want to... Would you like some betting music when we talk about this?
No way, my friend.
Now, let me just put a teeny bit. Can I put a teeny bit? Seriously, if you don't want...
No.
Eddie, don't overreact. No. You're overreacting.
You, I don't think so.
Can I put a little bit. If you don't like it, I'll tell you what.
What kind of music?
We're gonna start talking about some things.
Okay.
I don't even know what bit we're doing. It doesn't matter. I don't even want to do this bit anymore. Here's what I want to do.
Yeah. What do you got planned?
Okay. I have something for you to do later in the show. Do you
want
to do it now?
Whatever I love. I'm your oyster.
You're the best. You seriously are. To George Carlin.
He rings that.
What the hell is that? I'm going to do something to George Carlin that I've been wanting to do since he's been ringing that bell. First of all, I love it. Do it all you want. But I never know what's the motivation. And I love it every time. It's like, do you just feel it in your heart?
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
It's completely random.
I love that.
What? Oh, it's Aristotle.
Aristotle! Aristotle!
Hold it.
I don't know what he's saying.
Is that Joe McKenzie?
This is somebody else.
Oh, I thought.
Who is this? Who sent this in again?
I'll say it
on the opening.
That is funny as fuck. Because when my fans send me music, I try to sell it. I never use it on the show.
How about, Eddie, we do this? Here's how we can do a funny bit. I'm going to call you when we figure out what his name is, because I really do want to find out. I'm going to text it to you, and then you leave me a voice message, and then we'll play it on the show like you said it, like you thought of it now. In other words, we'll have you do it in post, but watch.
Okay.
You just leave a space. No, Eddie. Eddie says he remembers his name. What's his name, Eddie?
Victor Hagman.
Oh, you did remember his name. There we go. And you know what we just did. That was going to be worth it. Trust me.
Okay.
I've done this shit before. So I like to end the show with Mr. Rogers.
Oh, really? Are you into... Mr. Rogers... I know you did say that before.
I tell it like this every time, so I'm not being phony.
Yeah.
It did when I was... What?
I know his name. I found his name.
What?
Fred? Victor Hagman. Yeah.
Well, Eddie just said it 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, but I was just saying it again.
Oh. Victor Hagman.
Victor Hagman.
What?
Victor Hagman.
Yeah, but you just said it.
Victor
he said it
Hagman.
Before. You just said it like 60 seconds ago. We put it in post.
Oh, okay.
People are all laughing. It's a joke.
Okay.
I don't know anyway. Listen, so I like Mr. Rogers when I was younger. It's not like that's when it connected with me. It was older when I realized how everything he said.
I just see
me.
You now, like watching Rogers, like going, oh, he's putting on his sweater. This is what I like. I like when someone puts on his sweater. Oh, it's so gentle. Do you get into the gentleness of it?
Like I said, not when I was younger.
When you were younger, you were more rock and roll.
No, shut up. Mom,
please take Rogers off. I'm 25. I don't need this. Will you stop with the Rogers, please? I want to go see Queen. No, not the British Queen. A fucking Queen. The Queen. Queen Margaret. I love white gloves.
That was me?
Yeah, that was you.
I was pretty
your
sure
your parents
was.
Are force-feeding
I get
you
it.
Rogers
well,
at 25.
And right, and I'm living at home.
You're
meanwhile,
living
you,
at home
I
for
should
sure.
leave. I can't. You know, when you're 25 and you're complaining about your parents, it's really you should be quiet about it.
Hey, Todd, this is your.
Well,
this
you know,
is
30.
Your
How about 30?
Your
25
father.
Is normal today. Go
yeah,
ahead.
That's true. That's
35.
True.
Well, you know what? Stay home and complain about your parents. What did they do so great? Go ahead. Back to you, Eddie.
This is your father. You're 25. Come on, will you stop with the lint?
Move further from the mic. It's funny.
Stop with the lint. You got to stop with lint and putting things together with lint. You are avoiding your life with lint. All right? I know you make art projects out of it, but you're hiding from yourself with the lint.
Why does my life have to be so pathetic? Jesus, can't we make me like collecting something that's cool or something? So, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
I thought his name was Fred.
It is Fred Rogers.
Fred Rogers.
Okay, so listen. So anyway, I believe everything he said. If it's mentionable, it's manageable. What a great quote.
Did he say that?
Yes.
If it's mentionable...
It's manageable.
Give me an example.
Well, okay...
Shut up. We can take over Syria if we have enough will.
Meaning, if you have either way, it looks to me if it's a problem, if it's something you're dealing with, if you mention you're scared your parents are getting divorced when you're younger, you can manage it because you're able to be honest about it instead of making people feel.
That's like a biblical quote which says, "Bring all this stuff into the light, like bring the demons into the light."
He says it better.
By the way, if you were president, would it be something like, "Well"? We've been.
Well,
we've
given some presidential music. Okay. Can you even
Mr.
imagine
Rogers
if you
is president?
Oh,
okay?
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers is president.
Hi. It's a reverb. Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. Well, we've been attacked, and it was a surprise attack, which means they snuck up on us. And that can be fun. That can be fun to sneak up on somebody, but not when you lose 40,000 lives. Then it's not so fun. Then it's not so fun.
Can I tell you something? Nothing wrong with being told it this way, because that's why. It's a horrible thing, and you need someone soft. Jesus Christ, I like it.
Now, we will. Now, here's Rogers, here's Rogers being mean. Now, we will exact our pound of flesh. And
what?
We will exact our pound of flesh for this atrocity, and we're going to do it straightforwardly, not like they did it. Like surprising us and not telling us, we're going to tell them the way you should. You should never surprise someone and kill 40,000. You should tell them, and we're going to kill over 50,000. But we're telling them up front. And by the way, before we kill them, let's all have a cookie. Let's all have a cookie. It's been a rough day. We've lost a lot of people. Get your milk. Get your milk and a cookie.
So, Mr. Rogers. I like being the one, like, I get to act like I want to move forward. So, anyway, I'm the guy who. Anyway, enough with the shenanigans here. You know that guy on the morning show? He's always a lot of fun. Yeah. All right, enough with you guys having a blast over here. We got to get back to the boring shit. So, I would like to end the show with a song. So, I was going to ask you if you'd sing this. We'll put some. Here's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
My friend, who from Fake Problems originally, now he's
from
solo.
Where?
Who should I ask to do this?
Your friend from what?
Well, his name is Chris Farron. He plays in Fake Problems. And I want to give someone the responsibility to put music to what you're going to sing a cappella. Then I'm going to ask somebody who I know that listens to the show, will they go back after you sing it and score it? Add trumpets.
I give it any kind of rhythm I want?
Any kind of rhythm you want.
Cool.
And guess what else you can do? And I'm not even joking around. You want to do it twice? I'll take out the first one.
We'll see how it goes.
Don't be rude. And I want to, before I give this to you.
So much death, but...
Before we have
cookies.
Before I give this to you, because I'll remember to do this bit because it's in my hand and I'm about to hand it to you, the words to the song.
Okay.
So I can sidetrack for a second. How are your cats?
My cats, you know, they're getting a little older. A couple of them are getting a little older.
How old are they?
They're like 12. And one of them is like 6. But the three of them are 12. And, you know, they got a couple of issues. Two of them have a couple
of
issues going on.
Yeah, because if they don't
have issues, equal tissues.
If they
issues equal tissues.
If they don't have if they don't have issues, 12 really is not just not trying to make someone feel good. It's genuine. At 12, they have a lot of life ahead of them.
I hope so.
A healthy cat, just that's fed good and taken care of and loved.
Yeah,
we
take them.
They
to
live
the doctor.
For a long time.
Yeah, I'm hoping they do.
I had a cat that was 48 years old. A horse. No, I'm just kidding around. My mom was 48. So anyway. Okay, so your cats are good. Get a new cat.
They're good. We have two dogs now.
You do?
I love these little dogs. I got to tell you, I'm just in love.
What type are they?
One is like a chihuahua. He's a chihuahua. A chihuahua.
It's a Brian Regan.
Lapso, Apso. And the other one's like a terrier mix. And they're fucking
when
great.
When did you
they're
get
little,
them?
One we've had 3 years, one we've had about a year and a half. So about that long. They're look, amazing. You know, I love them. I love them so much. Are you a dog
you.
Person?
You know,
they're
I don't
amazing.
Own
dogs,
one, but
they're
I love
amazing.
Them. I love them.
I mean, you talk about love, right? Like you were talking about be kind, whatever. They're just such unconditional love.
It's
you know?
it's charming and it's always beautiful. And I was saying about dogs. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
You said the unconditional love.
They're just charming. I mean, it's just a great unconditional love, like what you were talking about in your bit. I mean, they were just great. They just put out so much love.
So we were talking about that, and I said, why don't, over the weekend, you know, when you're just sort of bullshitting ideas with your friends or whatever, and I said, mm-hmm. there should be like, it would be a nonprofit group, because when there's a dog that comes into the area, whether it's at Vaughn's or whether it's somewhere, look, I am glad, I always think, don't, even a nice, kind person, and I only know this because someone told me this. I never thought about this before. a nice, kind person, not an aloof person. They could drive even the nicest person. After a while, if too many people stop you when you're with your dog and say, oh, he's so cute, you feel you have to dodge people. So I always think if someone's not giving me the energy as much as I want to pet their dog, I leave them alone. I don't know what mood they're in. Should I force them to have? Like, you know, I'm not asking them. They're not bumping into anybody. They might not want to engage. So I trust there. But if I can tell when someone wants to talk, you know what I mean? And if they have a dog, of course, I go in for it and I fucking squeeze it and I love it and I don't want to stop petting it. And I always have to go, remember, don't overtake your turn petting it. So my point is, what if there was a non-service profit group that would take like packs, like three or four dogs into areas and let people pet them? And a friend of mine, she said her brother who goes to school goes during finals. They do. They bring like 15 dogs and they let them roam around.
During finals?
Yeah, because kids are stressed out of their mind.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, that makes me proud to be a part of a generation. To me, that's why I say we need to go forward. Mm-hmm. That would have been an awesome thing to do 50 years ago.
My cousin's college, they just go around shooting the kids with tranks.
Bob over there in the quad. The guy's really nervous. Shoot him with the trank gun. The trank on you, in the neck. That's it. Okay, now he's calm. He's calm. He's falling. He fell on his face. That's too much trank, Bob. Bob, how much trank? How much trank are you putting in? I told you, measure out the Valium, for fuck's sake. Measure it out. Why are you so sloppy with the amount of... Stop shooting that kid. Will you stop shooting that kid? He's too relaxed now. He's way relaxed. He's going to do something he regrets when you're that relaxed.
Usually those sounds are not funny, but because it's a trank gun, you know.
They're not killing anybody.
They're teeny little pins. Like, yeah, it's not, it's that sounds worse than it is.
It's teeny little pins that go in your eye. It goes right in your eye.
In your eye? Why do you have to make it your eye?
Oh, well, that's too much.
Yeah, that's too much.
Bob, not that kid. The other kid. That kid was obviously...
They're that reckless with their tranquilizer gun? They're not that kid. That kid. Sounds like they got a problem. It's not only the tranquilizers.
How can you shoot a clearly relaxed individual when next to him was someone obviously stressed out? Why are you shooting me? I'm already relaxed.
Oh, Bob.
Okay, so I'm going to hand these papers over now that I know your cats are all right. And I'd like you to, and I'll put a little reverb in your voice. Then we're going to find the person that listens to the show that's going to score it. We're going to let you pick the instruments you want. You can have guitar and trumpets. Do you want to talk about that before or after you start singing it? What instruments do you want? Do you understand
gave me the same thing.
Do you understand we're going to score this and you're going to sing it, but when the audience hears it.
Oh, now this is his song. So
it's his song.
It's going to be hard for me to get that tune. I'll just
there is
sing
no
it.
Tune. Yes, and by the way, if you don't want to do this...
I've seen this.
I know, but I'm saying there's no tune. We're letting you do what you want with it.
Oh, okay. And I'll take my version of it.
Can I tell you what else I don't want to do, and you're going to calm me here in a second?
What?
I'm a little bit on the fresh air, so sometimes you get a little paranoid. Paranoid means you're overly... I'm a little bit on the pot.
Yeah, yeah.
Fresh
Does
air.
Does that make you want to yell at Gabe?
No.
It's been 30 minutes.
I haven't yelled at Gabe.
No, the bit.
Oh, that bit. Thank you. Yes. Remind me again in 5 minutes. I'm going to see how good you are. This is good.
Forget.
I'm really testing you
out
here.
That's the new bit. He just keeps reminding you and you never do it.
No. I'll tell you why. Because he's going to hit me at a 5-minute interval where it's going to work out perfectly. And we're going to go back to it and the audience is going to be so proud of us. What time is it?
8:07.
Wow, I'm feeling so great. It's 8:07? Wow, we got so much time left with you. So back to what you were saying. Okay, just I'm fine. Everything's fine. I might have got a little lost. So the marijuana, I get overly paranoid, but that means you're just overly caring. That's another way to look at it.
You get paranoid?
I get a little. I want to make sure.
Are
everyone,
you a little paranoid now?
I'll tell you what it is. Robbie Kirkhoff, ladies and gentlemen, the power you have behind that board, just to bring something in that changes the whole tune of the show. You don't always have to do it with words. Sometimes you score the show like that. You just listen, you take notice.
Okay. Do you have a big playlist? How do you do it? Do you have a big playlist with songs?
I just,
or did Robbie, you just found that?
Well, I have, this is the betting music.
Robbie
been,
Kirkhoff.
Oh.
Robbie Kirkhoff. @LordRobbieK on Twitter.
How do you like that? His first jingle ever. I had it made today. Joe McKenzie, thank you.
I like this guy, McKenzie. He's got Joe kids, McKenzie. Too, huh?
He has two kids.
I
he's
hope
the best.
He's responsible. Okay.
He's because, you know, they can I tell you something? And this is the truth. This is the truth. We have a recording of him. His kids are in the room and his wife, and it's very obvious. And he's doing music for the Todd Glass Show. It scares me a little because he is yelling at them a little when daddy's behind the booth doing music for the Todd Glass Show. Somehow his wife sent it to us because she wants to hear it. She thinks he's a little out of control. She still loves him. And let me play it right now, and you can definitely hear. This is Joe McKenzie. I'm being honest about what we're going to play here. And he's yelling at his wife and kids. He's saying, you know, when daddy's in the studio. Let's just play it. Why am I fucking explaining it?
God damn it. Will you shut the fuck up?
Remember, it's his kids, too.
All of you. I don't give a fuck how young they are, honey. I don't give a fuck how young they are. Get them the fuck out of the room. I'm doing a Todd Glass fucking jingle. Little one. You want to know what real life is about? You're going to fucking find out. I'm doing a Todd Glass jingle.
Dad, you're scaring me.
Oh, I'll do more than scare you.
Wait.
Daddy?
Wait, I'm starting to feel bad for the kids in this bit.
Here, have the goldfish crackers. Hey, honey, how come you don't give them the goldfish crackers?
Well, I want Cheez-Its. They're stale.
I am so sick of this shit. Give them high C. I gotta do a Todd Glass jingle.
That's all he cares about. Oh, the dog. You're nice to the dog, though.
Come here, sweetheart, doggy.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. Eddie, here's what I was getting paranoid about. Mm-hmm. The whole thing that giving you that to do is, you know, when you're in an improv troupe and somebody throws something away, you're not feeling it.
Yeah.
You have to try.
Yeah.
No, not on this show. If you're not feeling it, you don't do it. You don't do it. You just go, I'm not feeling it. If two words in, you're like, I don't want to do it. You don't do it. You don't try to go, oh, I'm going to do it. Todd threw it my way. Fuck it.
Right, okay.
But let's give it a shot.
Let's give it a shot.
But hold on now. Now that I'm not paranoid anymore, I'm taking control.
Did the paranoia leave?
Let's pick some instruments. It did. Because I think it's a good idea. When you start singing this song, they're never going to hear you doing it without the music. The first thing they're going to hear, because we'll have it done by next week, is you singing it with the music that somebody put to it after they heard
you doing it.
Have
you done this bit before?
No.
Ooh.
Yes, I did in a way. Robbie Kirkhoff's grandmother, this is the truth to George Carlin, she was...
Don't you dare talk about her.
When she was how old?
89?
89, she sang a song for him on his podcast. I had those guys put music to it, and it was so beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was like she was singing Pennies from Heaven, and then there was violins in it, or guitar, and drums, and it was like... So I thought, let's do it tonight. It's fun to do. So when they saw it, when I go, here's Eddie Pepitone singing Mr. Rogers, they're going to hear it, what was done to it. So what instruments... Don't make it too hard. Pick the instruments. Let's enjoy it.
Oh, I have to pick the instruments?
Unless you want me to pick it. If you're going, Todd, I'd rather you pick them. I'll pick them.
You pick them.
You want trumpets?
Yep.
Well, I can't afford trumpets. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so here we go. A little reverb.
Start?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I've always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. Come on, bastards. So let's make... the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could
you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please! Won't you be my neighbor?
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
What they just heard was beautiful. I'm serious. You're going to listen to the show. You're going to be like, they really did a nice job on that. Somebody come help me with that because I don't know who I'm going to do. Who's going to do it? Joe, it's your responsibility, I guess.
So oh, you're going to put this. You're
Joe's
going to
do
a lot. Oh, Joe's going to
do it. Joe's going to make
now,
Joe.
Now, when can I tell my parents this will be online?
Oh, well, we put it on every Friday. This show will be on this Friday. Joe's got
Oh, he's got a really quick turnaround then.
Shit, I got to. Maybe we'll play it on next week's show.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't know. We'll do something.
I mean, McKenzie. It's Joe McKenzie, right?
Joe McKenzie,
Honey,
sure.
I got a quick turnaround with glass. Why are kids
hold on, Eddie,
in the fucking
room? Eddie, leave the kids out of it because I always end up feeling bad. I get it comedically. I do whatever you want. Can you? Hold on. I had a direction I wanted to do.
Can I what?
No.
Yell at Gabe like you
no,
were
no,
supposed
no.
to
You're yelling at
ago.
The wife. You're yelling at the wife because... Oh, yeah, I forgot that. Remind me in 5 minutes. You're the wife.
I'm Joe
Oh,
McKenzie's
it's their anniversary.
Wife? Who's
and he forgot the anniversary because he had to do a jingle for Robbie.
You want me to do that?
Yeah,
you
like,
want me to get up
Yeah,
and
like
do it?
She's just saying, you know, it's their anniversary. And then Joe's mad because.
Oh, it's their anniversary.
It's their anniversary. And so the wife's going, you forgot our anniversary. He's like, I have to do those songs for the show. If
you
Todd Glass calls me,
You want me to get up?
You did. Do you care?
Yeah, I don't care. Okay.
And it's their anniversary, and she's even being nice about it. She's like, oh, just honey, I wanted
Why
to do...
Why do you keep looking at me? I don't give a fuck. It's our anniversary? Well, guess what? Todd Glass needs a song about a butt. What do you think is more important, for fuck's sake? He needs a song about a shiny butt. And you're busting my balls about our anniversary. Now, you tell me what's more important. Time blast, reading a song about a shiny butt, or you breaking my fucking balls about going out and having dinner, and I forgot the anniversary. Why don't you make the song about a butt, bitch?
No! Eddie Pepitone is our guest. He's going to be with us through the night. We're here in the studio in the barn, right off of Pico and Fairfax. High top, some other shit. Eddie, you. Wow, Eddie, I love you.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, my God. I'm going to play this because I think it might inspire you. Is this water mine?
Yes.
Is there a water somewhere? Is there a water somewhere, a bottle of water that's not being used? Or is this mine?
I think that's yours.
It's yours.
I don't remember ever opening this. I don't know. Is that safe?
The podcast descends.
Wait,
into...
that was the poison.
I do not want to die from poison. If I get poisoned, I'll fight it to every lance drop.
Oh, don't fight it. Don't resist
no,
it. Don't resist
just
it.
Give into it.
People
just
will be like, I can't believe
it.
Let it wash over you. Poison,
I will not
you
let
fight.
Death wash
Sweet
over
release.
Me. I'm going to fight it all the
poison
way.
Poison you can't fight. I've poisoned many people, and when they fight it.
Eddie, did you hear what you just said?
Hold it. Wait a minute. I did not poison people.
Well,
why are you saying you poison people? Because there's part of me. Part of me that poison people. How do you fucking abdicate your responsibility by saying only part of you poison people? Well, I'm not really abdicating it. I'm saying I poison people, but there is definitely a part of me that didn't poison people. I did poison people.
How about a guy? Someone's job is to kill people. A hitman, right?
Yeah.
So,
that's a big industry.
Can you imagine
right now,
if around Christmas season and so the detectives have in the room go, "Why did you kill this person?" He goes,
yeah.
"Look, I got to feed my kids." What are you talking about? He goes, "Look, I got kids I got to feed. I got Christmas presents I got to be. I'm a hitman. That's why I do it. I got to make a living." Everybody's...
And the detective thinks about it, and
he
like,
goes, "You know
let
what?
Him go, Frank.
Let him go. It's the Christmas season."
But he just
season.
Killed a beautiful
it's...
man.
It's Christmas. Did you lose your heart when you got that badge?
Yeah, but he killed
I
guy.
Won't argue about this. I want your gun on my desk Monday morning. Hang me... out over the weekend.
Why are you hitting me with the trank gun?
Because. All right, so here, Eddie, I have this song I want to play
God
for you.
God damn it, I'm relaxed already.
I have this song I want to play for you.
Okay.
And I don't know why. It just seems like it's just someone complaining, which means, well, let's play the song first. The real, the Esmer, is it Remember we took a loop, we made it a loop. It's that, you know, oh, life is so...
This one? I'm gonna hide if she don't leave me alone.
Oh, I like that.
I'm gonna run away.
Don't.
This part.
I love that. I love... You can never,
I think we could do this. I took the anymore. Betting of it.
Listen, does this sound familiar?
Can you pause it? All they're doing mm-hmm. is telling something that happened one
That's
night.
That's right.
So
That's
you
right.
could, we're, if we have betting for this, I want to hear a little more.
Why do you see, keep saying betting?
Oh, it's like when I take Fine apart with no words, and I so we can recreate it and then put that on a loop.
Okay.
And do the, because I'm thinking, like, that could be any night at someone's house just going, you know, like, and she did this, and then the cats. So I always picture you singing. Hold on, let's play a little more of this. You'll know.
I'm going to hide if she don't leave me alone.
Just tell them what happened on Thursday night.
I'm going to run there. Away.
I hope I'm making don't. Sense. This don't. Part here. This is the part I'm talking about.
Let's let it breathe. Let it breathe.
Yes.
Go home anymore. Listen. Does this sound familiar? You wake up every morning.
It's complaining, basically.
Every day. Spend your nights on the corner, just passing time away. Your life is so lonely, like a child without a toy.
Oh. It's a little melodramatic, isn't it? But it's good. It's I know yeah. it's good.
Yeah, it's one of these. Is this a 50s, 60s? When is this song?
I don't know.
It sounds like Leader of the Pack type of thing.
Yes. By the way, I'm not making fun of it. I'm just saying it's a little bit mellow. Maybe I am. It's a little melodramatic, it seems. A lot of those songs were like, I didn't know what to do. And the car drove off. And the car drove off the loop. There I was. Yeah, flipping over and over.
I know I had a nasal infection, and I couldn't get my medicine. It was up too high on the cabinet, and I said, but I have a nasal infection. Can someone get this medicine for me? And nobody was home, so I took the stepladder. I took the stepladder, and I started climbing up toward the nasal medication. And I got there, and it wasn't there! Somebody had moved the fucking nasal medication. Who the fuck moved the nasal medication? My nose would not stop running. I tell people, don't move the nasal medication. I want the nasal medication right there. And I had a fucking idiot say to me, it's not nasal medication, it's nose medication. I said, what do you think a nose is, you fucking idiot? It's a nasal passage that I have blocked. And this fucking idiot said, it's your nose, not your nasal. And I'm like, how much of a fucking moron are you to think nose and nasal are not the same fucking thing? So I punched him in his nasal.
What goes on here? We don't just, there's not, oh, we clap. You treat it, if you were at a show and someone performed, you performed, he scored it. Sure, you show it some fucking respect.
Absolutely.
All right. Wow. Wow. Do we play all the Eddie songs? I just like to just get it out of the way. Can we do this?
Maybe. I still like yours.
Eddie Pepitone is here tonight on the Todd Glass Show, yeah.
Do we have another one? What's the other one? No, there's another one. Yippee-yi-yo, Cal Eddie. No, don't
get it. We didn't put that one on.
I don't need it. It's what am I, an idiot? Running around looking for jingles.
I have to write a jingle. I don't care.
Make
that
it.
Everybody in the family's in the hospital.
Make it she's having. She just fell on the ground. She thinks she's having angina pain. She might be having a heart attack. And
will
she's
you
called.
Get up? If you don't let me write this song about cheese for Todd's Laugh. Yes, it's about cheese. Why do you fucking collapse whenever Glass needs a song about cheese? Yesterday, I'm doing a song about Gouda. You fucking almost threw yourself out the window. This is for Todd. I don't need you fucking it up. It's about feta cheese. Now get up. Get up off your ass!
No, shit!
Every time you remember that someone's on the ground, it's so fucking absurd. Oh, god damn. Wow. All I want to do, my instincts are to throw another one at you. Like, it's fun. Give him a situation. Do you mind? Do you hate when we do this? Any situation. At the pharmacy, someone's yelling at him. A waiter, and he won't. He'll only serve one dish. You know, it doesn't.
Those
have
are good examples.
Right, I know. You'll want to be all at the restaurant, Eddie, and you're the waiter, and you will only. There's one dish. You.
I'm the waiter. I think it's funny if the waiter does the yelling.
Yes, of course.
He's the guy who never yells.
Yeah, we try to order something off what he's recommending. We ask what he recommends. He goes, to be honest with you, there's one thing. But we all politely go, I'm not a big fish person, so I'm going to go.
Oh, you don't want the fish. Well, let's just say then you are an asshole.
Well, we just, we appreciate your input, but we're just.
No. I fucking studied.
Listen,
we
are the customer in all fairness.
Oh, the customer is always right. You know what I found out about that recently? It's bullshit because you people are scumbags that you don't want the fish. It's a beautiful red snapper.
All right, sir, sir.
No, fuck you.
No, you work
don't
here.
Sir
you can't
me.
Be this rude.
I work here. So if you don't order the red snapper, I swear to George Collins.
I want to talk to your manager.
You want to talk to my manager?
Yeah, you're not going to put up with this, are you?
What? Is this how my employee's treating you?
Hey, let me tell you something, Al. I should have hit him. I should have hit
what
him.
What are you talking about? Are you going to let him?
You've worked here for 13 years, and you've been doing this the whole time.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I appreciate it. I think
thank
it's good.
Thank you, and I appreciate
what?
You. And these
this,
people.
This, has this guy been giving you problems?
You're giving. Yeah. You're throwing
yes.
me out?
Tell me what's this customer been doing to you.
What? Motherfuckers don't want the fish.
You don't want the fish? What's wrong with the fish?
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
All right, listen, listen. Guys.
Have we talked about the raise we're going to give you?
Thank you. Fine. Yes, thank you. Thank you. I can't believe these assholes. I'm glad they're gone. By the way, thanks
Jesus
for everything.
Christ. You know why I do bits like that? This is a real show. People forget that. They forget that it's a real show,
they
and
do.
It is. It's a real show. Sure. Sure, it's a real show. That's why I do it.
It's a real show. It's a real show.
It's a real show.
It's a real show.
It's a real show. It's a real show.
You know what I noticed, though?
What did I
in
do
this,
wrong?
In this place, yes. You don't have snacks like you used to.
I have them in the house. You're right. I should put stuff back here, shouldn't I?
A little.
You know what?
I don't really need it, but it does.
Can I tell you?
Snacks were really nice.
Pretzels
like
right now to crunch on
that.
Something.
Well, no. Just to have it around. It's not that you have to eat it, but just to see snacks around, I think, is a comforting feeling. Sanders has snacks all over him. Did you
wait,
see
where?
Bernie Sanders has snacks all around.
Right. I mean, yeah. I do have stuff in the house.
Well, I mean, but it's not here. That's the thing. I mean, in the house is quite, you know, it's a bit of a distance away.
It is,
it is.
You have to walk through the yard. I don't mean to brag.
It is a beautiful yard, but if the yard had snacks, then you wouldn't have to go into the house. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you know what type of cat I want to get? You know what type of cat I
want
to get?
What kind of cat do you want?
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I heard that most tabby cats are males. The orange stripe, usually
they
particular.
I think they're all males.
Is that true?
So, tabbies are either all male or all female, but they are one gender. They are one gender. And they fight hard, and they don't let people fuck with them, that gender.
Well, they're also very adorable.
They're extremely adorable.
I want to get an oversized tabby cat.
Oversized?
I talked about this once before.
Why oversized?
Okay, I'll tell you why. Now, I saw this 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was a very, very big tabby. And then I found out that there's a place that sort of breeds very large tabby cats.
Mm.
Okay? You might think, that's bad. If I learn, that's not good.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's not like they're fucking them with horses. But anyway, although that'd be pretty nice. But anyway.
If I saw that on a pornographic site, a tabby and a horse fucking, I would come so quickly. So quickly. No, there's something about a cat and a horse.
And the cat's the aggressor. You gotta have the cat being the aggressor.
Obviously.
The cat is the cat jumps up on the horse.
Well, the horse is reticent. The horse is coquettish. The horse is coquettish. The horse doesn't want any part of it. Or the horse wants it. The horse wants it, but the tabby is the suitor.
The aggressor. He jumps up, yeah.
The suitor, yeah. Yeah.
So listen. So 10 years ago,
and then the cat tabby.
Come on,
gets
stop
behind,
with the music.
It gets behind the horse, and it just starts fucking and fucking and fucking. It starts fucking the horse, and the horse is like, "Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on!" It feels so damn good. It feels so damn good. It feels so damn good. This is what I like, tabby cock. I like tabby cock. I like tabby dick. I want more tabby dick. I'm a horse who loves tabby dick. And then it ends with both of them studying for their finals.
We love you, Eddie Pepitone. Oh, yes, we do. Love you, Eddie Pepitone. It's true. When you're not with us, we're blue. Eddie Pepitone, we love you.
That's the way you do a goddamn show. Sure, it's professional.
It
you know why we all stopped at once? Oh, because it's a fucking real show. Other shows, oh, it's uneven.
Don't stop all at once, everybody. It's not a real show. This is your host, Frank Johnson.
So what was I going to say to you? We were doing something.
You were talking
about... Oh, return to the bit.
No, you wanted to talk about breeding big tabbies.
Okay, and then we're going to do the bit. If at the end of this tabby cat bit, you remember, as good as you've been remembering all this time, we're going to wrap up, go back to the
I'm
bit.
I think I'm all out of memory.
I think you're doing just fine. I just saw you. I didn't know you had, I think I knew you had a tattoo, but I don't see it that often. Well, it's not that often Aristotle has his shirt off while he does the show, but I think he's
been working out a lot.
He's been working out a lot.
Hey, everybody, can I do the show shirtless? I just came from 24-hour fitness.
Can't be.
My trainer.
Just throw chairs around in a room.
So, that is the best. That Aristotle song is amazing.
The cat.
It is amazing. Yeah. The
tabby cat, and then we're going to return to the bit. So I was at this, it was like a place where you can get breakfast, and they had a cat, and it was a big tabby cat. It was just, I don't think they got it from that place, just happened to be. And they had its body shaved like a lion. They had some hair in the paws, like a lion. The face, they left it full. And with the mane, and then the tail was all shaved with the thing at the end. And it looked cool. It didn't look like, you know, it looked like a little lion. I was like, I'm not going to ever get to have a fucking lion. Cats can be really friendly.
Hey, let me see
and these
something.
Cats, by nature, are very loving cats. And you know what? The cat at that place, really friendly. Just went up to everybody. So I will get, and I'll get to have a cat. And guess what? I have a backyard. My last cat that I had one cat once before. Mm. It went to the bathroom in the yard. You don't even have to have a litter box. So I think I might want to get a cat. I want a beating heart. Like when you're just hanging out, it's calming.
Absolutely. Well, I have six animals.
Asshole. It's people like you that clog this world up. We'll take a break. This is the hard-hitting journalism. No, go ahead. Stop with the music, seriously. But what were you saying? I interrupted you.
No, I mean, I really think you should have at least one animal. I mean, cats are very self-sufficient. So I think you should have it.
Are yours very affectionate?
You should have a couple of they're cats. That's a myth that they're not. They're
no, no. By the way,
I
agree with you.
No, you don't. You're a fuck. Cats are affectionate, and a lot of people like yourself think they're not. You're like, the motherfuckers aren't affectionate. Don't get a motherfucking cat, Margaret.
No, I never said that.
Don't get a motherfucking
I never said that.
Cat.
I never said that.
They're beautiful, though. They really are.
I know, but why are you making me like the guy who says, you know, I always...
Why am I making you this? Why am I making that? I'm supposed to keep track of the fucking emotions of every bit I do? What am I, your whore? I don't think so.
Hey, watch your... Don't use that word.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. I'd like to be on the, you know, I think
a whore
I always
is
learn.
Just someone
it's a negative word.
Who loves to tumble in the sack and just be honest about it.
It doesn't have that kind of, it sounds like a mean word, and it's usually, and it's often used on people who are just comfortable in their sexuality. It changes as we
I
get older.
I have been called a whore, yes.
And some people do have sex for money, but you also could be empathetic to that because,
you could
you
also
know,
be what?
Or be okay with it, empathetic. I don't think because someone has sex
money?
For money that that's a bad thing at all. And I don't think the massage parlors where they give you a massage and they
Oh, the happy.
Yeah, by the way, I just.
By the way, have you. You know, when I go to massage parlors and I ask them, can you please jerk this thing off?
Do you really say it like that?
Well, I'm up front about it. I don't come in and say, you know, hey, I'd like a massage. I'm like, God almighty, this shaft needs to be worked. That's my first thing I say. I'm like, work the shaft, please. Like, I go in like that with my tie kind of half down because the office has been crazy. The office has been really, really tense because the Timpson file was lost. The Timpson file was lost, and it had all the data about the helicopters. And I was like, I slammed the Timpson file shut, and I said, I'm going to the massage parlor. I ran into the massage parlor. I had half a Manhattan in my hand. A glass of Manhattan is bourbon with some sweet vermouth. And I was like, work the shaft, please. And they were like, let me guess. The massage people were like, let me guess. The Timpson file was lost. I said, how the fuck did you know?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I'm too George Carlin, I'm being honest. I don't think, there's all different types of people that don't do that are unhappy. But if somebody is happy and they are fulfilled and they understand that you can make some money doing that at a legitimate massage place, not a disgusting, dirty place, and that's what they do, I honestly place no judgment. Matter of fact, and I'm to George Carlin,
yeah.
I'm being serious. Whether I'm, and I hope I'm making sense, just because George Carlin just means I'm not making it up. It doesn't mean I'm making sense.
You're being truthful when
I'm being
you say
truthful.
To
I'm not.
Carlin.
I'm not doing a bit.
Yeah.
That in a weird way, and I've said this before. It's like, I think it's weird that's considered dirty because I thought when you really respected the human body and you study it, and that's what these people do practically, like, to get a massage degree today or to get a massage license, you practically have to have like a medical degree. Like, it's not like it used to
be. By the way, I was just thinking, you know, legitimate massage school, if they did have like a whole year dedicated to working the shaft.
You know what?
Let me say, listen.
I think, by the way, I know if there's, this is in sort of inspired by, well, you'll, so listen, so by the way, we're going to get back to it, and I might have a recording of this person.
I'm glad you made it this far at the Massage Institute of Technology, MIT, but this is the semester that we are going to work the shaft, and we have Bob, come on in the room, Bob here.
Okay, here I am.
All right, now Bob. Bob, are you good and ready to have your shaft work?
Oh, you bet I am.
All right. Frank, why don't you come up and work this shaft first? Frank?
Is this part of the class?
If you want to graduate.
It wasn't in the curriculum.
Well, we just revised the curriculum. You didn't get the proper, you know, brochure.
I got a different one than everybody else?
I'm pretty sure that I'm looking at my records and I don't think you got it. So come on, Frank.
You sure this is part
of the... I want my shaft work!
Oh, God. Now, this is part of the program.
Well, you have to, if you want to graduate, it's part of the program.
I have to do this if I want... I gotta work this guy's shaft.
Yeah, work my shaft.
Wait, why does this guy getting his shaft work have to be?
Well, he's very primal.
So okay, disgusting.
Can I be serious for a second? Is it wrong?
I want soup and then my shaft work.
Is this in that order? Is this how we graduate?
Is this wrong of me to be serious for a second?
No, not at all.
No, because if you guys think it's a big joke, I could go walk around the block. And you know, I whenever you're doing a bit,
just
and
the
then
most
you
disgusting person to come in and have be
right, exactly. You know what? Because this is not a fun. This is not a laughing matter. Here I go again, Eddie. You're good at reading me when I'm smoking. I just thought you guys thought I was answering in real time as opposed to a bit, and I went inward. Like, in other words, you're either doing a bit and you're going, no, guys, this isn't a joke. Or I thought maybe you thought I was really not liking the direction where the show's going, and you were looking at me like, all right, relax. Did you know I was doing a bit?
Just now?
Yes.
No.
Well, this is not going well.
No, I didn't know you were doing a bit.
So you thought I was really saying, no, guys, you're taking this in the wrong direction. This isn't a joke, this whole chef.
Even though, because it's a delicate, you know, like sex workers.
Oh, yeah. I want to answer this honestly.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, here's the thing about that whole topic is that people are exploited and fucking used.
Well, that's
fucking sex slavery is sex slavery.
For the record, can I say we're obviously because you know I know what you ever like. You know what it's like to listen to a radio show at home.
Joking
when they take a sharp right and you're like, wait, why are we getting lumped in with that? They're not there to defend. No, we're just talking about people that. They have a real degree, and they choose to do how do you call it? Something nice.
Work at a full shaft?
A full release. Okay, I want to make it. Okay, listen.
A full release.
Right, so yeah. And
full
but
release.
But I think that that's the healthiest thing, because otherwise you're implying
whenever I have a full release, I finally see clearly.
They should do it first, and then they should be a happy beginning, because then once you get that out of the way, you can enjoy the massage.
That's a good point. Like, come,
get it out of the way. It's a lot of tension, and listen.
Do it. Somebody just do it in the window. The guy loves it to be done in the window, so everybody can see when they're walking by.
Well,
Please let people see it.
It's a $500 charge. You know why? Because they have to pay three extras to walk by this fake window. It's like a special studio, and people walk by one. You can have someone look like an older guy look appalled. And then he's like, what's going on in there?
You know? It's always the same.
But they're real actors.
It's always the same three actors. And it's their bread and butter job. It's right. Their bread and butter job. And like this one guy, Tom, who does it, his wife keeps asking him, so what is the gig today? And he keeps telling her it's for Grey's Anatomy. But she never sees him on Grey's Anatomy. And she's starting to get suspicious. And she watches Grey's Anatomy with such a meticulousness.
He goes, yeah, they edited me out.
But they've been doing
it. And he has the money, so she believes it, because he always takes the money and he puts it in like an envelope.
And he's gone to such lengths that he actually fakes the W-2s. Like with the typewriter, he says Grey's Anatomy.
It says Grey's Anatomy on his envelope.
$120.
But
the envelope, I think, is a ridiculous thing you bring up.
Hey, why?
Anybody can get a fucking envelope.
Sometimes, Eddie, you get a little overreacted.
Bullshit,
I got to be honest.
No, because I'm saying he's faking a W-2, and you're saying, and the envelope says it.
Okay, Eddie.
Anybody can fucking get an envelope.
This is you to get so mad over nothing. And the next thing you're screaming and yelling. You make yourself the victim. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? Why are you so hard on me?
Because he says, just fucking it's on the envelope. I'm like, fuck you. Anybody can get a fucking envelope.
I compared it to something that wasn't as an envelope's an envelope.
You know
that's
what?
Not.
I'm sorry. I've had too much cake.
How many cakes do you bring? I don't want to make you do a bit. Well, yeah, sure. After I lob shit at you all night long. Hey, you want to hear something? I don't know what to do next. Hey, take a deep breath. Here we are. We actually took deep breaths. And guess what? Real quick, Eddie, and then I'm right back at you. Nick literally to George Carlin just walked into the studio, and I have something for him. I have something for Nick, because to George Carlin, I thought he's going to eventually come back in and hang out in the studio, and I'm going to have this ready. Sure. Nick loves to come into the studio. You know what he likes to do? Seriously, to George Carlin? Fall asleep over there. Gets me so angry. So angry. So annoying.
On the podcast barn, Nick Lever sleeps tonight. In the barn, he built this barn. He falls asleep tonight.
Joe McKenzie? No, Lynn Shore. Yeah, he falls asleep. It's so frustrating. Can't believe it. This is an exciting show. Why would you fall asleep?
He falls asleep in the podcast barn tonight. He doesn't care that nobody sees him. He falls asleep tonight.
Sure. I have a professional show. He falls asleep. It's embarrassing. My guests get, you know.
A nickel, nickel, leaky paw. A nickel, nickel, leaky paw.
somebody wake Nick up, Bob? Will somebody wake
him up? That son of a bitch fell asleep. No bullshit.
God,
this son of a bitch fell asleep.
God fucking damn it. Work a shift. Work a shift. Work that
He's shift. Leaving. Nick's leaving, everybody.
Get out.
Hey, Nick.
He made an appearance.
Get out.
Eddie.
Nick. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
You remember the first night you ever performed?
Oh, I think I do. I think I do. It was a dark. It was alone.
Is this a true story?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this true? To George Carlin?
Yes, true story.
So where did
it was a poetry reading. My friends used to have a poetry reading in houses in Staten Island, and I always wanted to do stand-up. I was always the funniest one. I was always so damn funny. You know, I used to crack wise with all the kids. But it was a poetry.
How did you? Let me ask you a question. Mm. How did you do in high school? What were you like in high school?
I was not a very good student. Let's put it that way.
Is that true?
Mildly, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I went to a specialized high school, but I shouldn't have been in that because I just didn't want to be in a technical. I went to a math science school called Brooklyn Tech. It's fucking true. You keep asking me. Is this true? Is this what happens when you go to the pearly gates and you're like, all right, tell your story. And you're like, all right, I jerked off on a train a lot in Bensonhurst. Is this true? Of course. So why am I going to make that up to you, God? I jerked off on a train in Bensonhurst constantly.
What's Bensonhurst?
It's a place in Brooklyn. Oh. It's a place in Brooklyn where a lot of Italians are, or used to be. Yeah, and God will be like, your hand to me, you jerked off on trains in Bensonhurst. Why the hell, not to use one of your words, but why the
weirdest place you ever whacked off? We'll find out when we come back. It's the Todd Glass Show, taking you through the ninth. We were going to return to a bit, and I don't like to be unprofessional, but we forgot what it was, everybody collectively, so it's not me being unprofessional unless we're all being unprofessional. Does anybody remember? It was a bit where I said, oh, we have another recording of it. It was something to do with you. Oh, it's me. It was supposedly.
You remember?
You know when they hide a camera and then they play or a recording device and they have like some musician yelling at his band and they release it. Of course, they want everyone to hear. To me, that's what this
bit
is.
Well, the famous one was a director.
Paul Anka. Oh, yeah.
Screaming at Lily Tomlin.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. It's Linkletter.
No,
was it Linkletter? No. David O. Russell. That's a famous video.
And he.
David O. Russell during the filming. I forget what the new movie it was. It's not coming to me now. But he was fucking
just
like
heartless
shitting on. I think it was Lily Tomlin. Yeah, whoa. It's on. I don't know if it's still online, but it was online. And
so this is
like,
this
that
is the
animal that's coming.
This is the type of thing that would get released. So that's what we were going to return to it because we're going to get another version. I said we'll do it down the block. So I know I've been asking you to yell a lot. This is the last thing I'm going to ask you to yell.
And this was.
Hey, by the way, use your. If you want to not yell, you could be like, you know, just
silent.
Yeah, you're in his ear.
So what am I yelling about? What's the scenario
his
now?
His trumpet playing. You think, I never take responsibility for my show being bad. I blame it in him. The ratings are going down.
Right.
And I am going to whisper stuff into his ear. That's the only joy I have. So I'm going to get up to.
Fucking damn it. Gabe, what the fuck? I fucking ask you to do one.
You're ruthless. I'm a monster.
The fucking trumpet, and all I see is you staring off into the goddamn distance. You fucking better be on top of it. I swear to you, next time you space out and I ask you to play the trumpet, I'm giving you the back of my fucking hand. And
I'm trying my hardest.
You are such a piece of shit. Don't give me that cliche. I'm trying.
Please stop yelling at me. It scares me.
Every time you react like a little Weasley motherfucker. Have you ever seen a military movie where the cadets get scolded? Well, this is fucking 100 times worse than that. You stupid trumpet fuck.
I swear to God. You ever
please,
see?
Please, my doctor, he told me I only have one day to live.
Why do you? Why? Everybody with their fucking doctor. First of all, no one has health care. You lying fuck. If you're going to a doctor, at best you're going to a clinic. And clinics suck. You probably have to wait 3 fucking hours to see your doctor. Don't give me that shit. God damn you. You just fucking play the music like I fucking tell you to, or I swear to God, there'll be blood all over this fucking studio. I will fucking make this the bloodiest fucking studio you ever fucking see. There's going to be enough blood to fill your trumpet up 100 fucking times. My doctor. Fuck you and your fucking doctor. You fucking Weasley motherfucker. I hate your fucking doctor. It's a clinic doctor. It's not your fucking doctor.
You know, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
Maybe I'm right? Are you some kind of moron? Maybe I'm right? Of course I'm fucking right. I'm fucking right as rain. I'm right as rain. Now play the trumpet. You motherfucker. Every fucking time you make that horse sound doesn't mean I like it. I swear to God, I will take a broken beer bottle and I will stick it up your ass so fucking hard, and I will twist it. I will twist it. I will twist the broken beer bottle up your ass.
Can you do it any better?
Yeah, give me the fucking trumpet. Here I go. All right, that's the way I want it. Let's go.
We love you, Eddie Peppertone. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Eddie Peppertone. It will be true. When you're not
here, us, we're blue. Eddie Peppertone, we love you.
How long have we been going so far?
We're going in for the close right now.
No, but how long have we?
We started at what time?
An hour and a half.
We've been an hour and a half. Oh, so that's good. It's a good amount of time.
We're gonna say goodnight.
I feel my voice is. But my God, this is the
wow! You were so much fun.
This is always the most fun fucking podcast in the world.
Wow!
I just texted my friend who lives in. Where does she live? She lives in North Carolina.
Tell us about it as we go to close.
And
I know what we're closing with.
Just everybody knows you. I said, I'm doing Todd Glass's podcast. And she was like, oh, I fucking love Todd Glass. And I was like, well, you're one of the few.
Well, everybody, our guest has been Eddie Peppertone. Take it to close, Gabe, as we say goodbye to Eddie. Eddie Peppertone's been our guest. Eddie, seriously, let me not do a character. So much fun.
Yeah.
We're going to do an after show tonight, so we'll come back with Robbie Kirkhoff. It's going to be a shorter after show because I'm going...
What are you doing?
I'm going to open for Sarah Silverman and a few more...
Oh!
Where?
Wow! I'm going to open for Sarah Silverman.
No, I'm going to open for Sarah Silverman. Where are you opening?
In Milwaukee and Minneapolis.
You're leaving tomorrow?
Yes. Because I go in a day early. I never travel the day of a show if I don't have to.
Milwaukee's
a great comedy town.
I hear. I haven't done it.
So is there any last words you want to say? Shout out to your cat?
Yeah, I'd like to shout out to Criswell. I hope your pancreatitis gets a little better. And Louie, we're working on your kidneys, my friend, and you should be okay.
And let me ask you questions because we want to be positive. What's something you passion, something you love?
Something I love.
Yeah, because you got to remember in comedy, you got to remember get fired up about what you hate and get fired up about what you love, so you always stay. It's a good, you know, fired up's good. Just anything. What fucking the most last? Any your cats? You always the dogs.
Oh, I love my doggies. I want a big shout out to Charlotte and Basil, and I love Paul Klee, the artist.
That's our show, everybody. Good night.
What the fuck are you
God fucking damn. I try to get a clean ending. I try to get a clean fucking ending. I point at you, and your head is so far up your ass. You know what? Let me tell you something. You are lucky. You are fucking alive. You're lucky you're fucking alive. Because I am thinking of tearing your neck off your fucking head and shoving it into your skull. Think about that. Your neck, which is already into your skull, I'm thinking of doing it again, you fucking idiot. That's what I'm talking about. That's great.
Oh, that's great.
It ended better? So perfect. It ended so perfect.
But can I tell you something? The next thing that people are hearing is us right now talking about how great Eddie's exit was. But guess what? They're realizing that this is the after show,
mm-hmm.
and you guys better have remembered that song. Let's do it.
This is the after show.
Okay, perfect. What if that somebody likes the show, but they go, when they do that thing where they, I know they're joking, but it's not my cup of tea. Will you make it your cup of tea? It's not a tea. It's a hot chocolate. Hello, mommy. Okay, so some songs, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, they oh, just, I don't know, like it just, you know, let's, you know, it's just, do I like it or am I making fun of it? Can you put this in the house?
I'm having a great time.
We're all dancing.
Come on and kiss me, kiss you, baby. I will make it all alright.
It's the summer concert series.
What?
Please won't you be my neighbor? It's a beautiful day.
Sure, we're gonna play it again. What are you shitting me?
Uh-huh. There's lights. Lights are happening. There's smoke. We're breaking chairs.
Well, it's the after show. Which button aren't I supposed to press?
Whatever you want.
No, you tell
that's
me.
That's fine. That's
press
fine
right this
there.
One.
No, you can do that. See, there you go. Now you got it. There you go. You got it. That's it.
Play it again.
Let's turn this one down a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, play it again. Okay, there I got it. I'm going to be so
it?
Professional with the
we
music from now
we
on.
We can do it.
Okay, so that was a fun song. I always hope it's as fun for people to listen to at home, but I it's just such a come. I don't know what they're talking about. But anyway.
What, are you talking about this song?
What song?
I think it's this song.
Yeah,
can
you
they
appreciate
like
it at home? Can you put some reverb in it?
The disco ball? You shit me? There's smoke happening. Lights are going off. There's smoke happening.
Kiss me, kiss your baby.
There's smoke going on. There's lights. It's crazy. What? God's giving me directions. I don't know what he's giving me.
100% covered in smoke. There, you cannot see Gabe. There's so much. There's so much smoke on Gabe. Gabe, are you there?
Wow. Can I tell you to George Carlin so the people at home know? I apologize so much. I can't do the smoke machine. I think it's off, and I realize it's still on. So this whole room is like, it's very romantic, though, to watch someone play the trumpet.
Nice.
And it's in this foggy haze, and it's
you couldn't even see him. You
there's
couldn't
not,
even see
there's
him.
Not
it
a
was
crevice.
So much fog.
When he's wailing away on that thing, there's not a crevice that gets away with hearing it. Like, every single part of this room, whether it's behind a chair, whether it's over there, whether it's under the rug, is filled with that instrument. It is so a powerful of an instrument. I love mm-hmm. it. I never get tired of it.
It's great. I love it every time. Gabe has been doing a great job.
I thought
job.
It was a little bad tonight, though.
No, you're right.
Well, he was a little pitchy, if you ask me.
Yeah, I think so.
No. wow.
Oh. Robbie Kirkhoff.
Oh, what is this?
What is this?
Robbie I don't know what this Kirkhoff. Is.
Now, what's
who?
Going on?
At Lord Robbie K on Twitter.
And on Instagram, too.
Robbie Kirkhoff's hanging out tonight.
That's right.
Ooh, he's like a horn. Gift to the Todd Glass Show.
What? What a gift! Do you hear that, Jill McKenzie?
Let's do it again. Let's see. You're not Mr. Rogers. This is pre-recorded. I'm going to play it again. Can you put some lot of reverb in my? Let's do it. Okay.
Just a ridiculous amount of reverb.
And your job is going to be to feather it in. Like you're part of the band that originally played. Here we go.
Discovering truth will make me free.
Wow. Let me put my headphones on because this is a professional show. I'm not afraid.
Robbie Kirkhoff.
Uh-huh.
Robbie Kirkhoff.
Yeah, I like it.
At Lord Robbie K on Twitter.
Yeah, Instagram and Snapchat.
Robbie Kirkhoff's
you feeling it?
Out tonight.
Yeah, we're here. We out here.
He's a gift to the top.
A gift! You hear that? A gift! What? What do you want me to do?
I want you to, I just, everything is, there's nothing to do.
What do you want me to do? Okay, let's
see. Nothing to do. I know what we're going to do. I have some plans. What's this?
Robbie is ready.
Sure, I'm going to play it a second time. Why not?
I'm not sure how to pronounce your last name.
Uh-huh.
But I'm glad to give you a shout out on the Todd Glass Show. Yeah.
Into any song. I'm into any song that has the word Robbie in it. Robbie approves. This goes out to all my Robbies. Only Robbies with IEs,
wow.
though. Only Robbies with IEs.
Right. So beautiful. Listen. this is a song... Play the this
which one?
Maybe we could do a version in the
which
room
song?
Too. The unlegible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, this is there's nothing here. They're not
okay,
saying
okay.
anything. I know it's another song, and I go song heavy.
No, not that.
Oh,
song.
You're gonna do Mr. Rogers in autotune.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Let's
you
do that.
You want
me
to now. Do it right now?
Yeah, okay. I do. And then we'll do the this song. But you were about to play the right one. The one you chose was perfect.
No, I think it was the wrong one.
Fly me to the moon, you dumb fuck. We'll be back. Robbie, hold on. Robbie, pause it. Can I tell you, Robbie, how happy I am you laughed at that? There's a backstory to that. Like, whenever I like a lot of bits with the band when I get to travel with them where you can yell at them, but look, it always makes me laugh. So I go, wouldn't it be funny if the band, even though I'm yelling at them and they're yelling at me, but then when I do Fly Me to the Moon, they have to come right in. So it's like this.
Fly me to the moon,
yeah.
you dumb fuck.
Yeah, it's like
fuck.
This. It's like you're talking. Fly me to the moon, pencil dick.
And he does it.
He
and he
do
does it.
Right.
It's not like he hesitates. What
right.
if he hesitates? Wait.
Do I do it again?
He has a, okay, so do this. He's going to yell at you to play the song, but when he calls you something
like
mean, you kind of like don't start it quite right, and you keep messing it up on purpose until he says it to you nicely.
Okay. Fly me to the moon, you pile of shit. What's wrong with you? Fly me to the. I get bits where it's okay. All my bits of yelling all night. Isn't it weird when you start feeling bad? Like when you don't know where you're going, and then you have these self realizations. You're like, oh, I'm just a guy yelling at a drummer, a trumpet guy that's doing a good job, and I'm the asshole in the bit. But then sometimes I don't think about that. I just like when Eddie's doing it. It's so absurd. It's so silly. But it's so funny that yelling to me.
Yelling is
still,
so funny.
It's so funny.
It's so funny.
But there's a fine line, and it's different with everybody when it feels meaner than it's funny. When
it depends on what you're yelling about.
I know. Well, just now it felt meaner than funny. Maybe because it was the way I did it. Eddie does it better. Thank you. I was waiting for somebody to help me, to defend me. So Mr. Rogers, and you want to, and we'll close the show with this. We're done. No. I just mean we'll use this on future shows to close them.
Oh,
yeah, like we did Chris Farron for a while, and we'll rotate like three or four of them, and then we'll put this one in. They'll hear it now, but then we'll also like close the show with it for like a few months. So where's your? Are you ready? You don't seem like you're ready.
Would you
do that on Letterman? Sit there. I mean, fucking pep up a little, right?
You got to get a second to grab the thing.
How do you like the people that include people that are not really saying that? Even these two guys are like, what the fuck's he doing over there not getting that bullhorn?
No, I got
Meanwhile, they're like, we weren't thinking that, but they include everyone else. Even Aristotle's like, what's he, a pile of shit?
I got a lot to do. I have to look at the words. I have to remember how the song goes. I got to sing.
You're right.
You're throwing a lot my way, but I got to do it.
And I like your shirt. Bernie Sanders.
Thank you, Bernie Sanders.
He should run.
That was hot.
Oh wait, I'm not going to touch that one. I'm going to touch that one.
Yeah, there.
I'm good. Okay, so here we go, Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
I don't throw to it so softly, Mr. Rogers.
Can we give it the respect it deserves?
Sure, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, being done by Robbie Kirkhoff is Mr. Rogers. Oh, let's do it again. What song is this called?
Won't you be my neighbor?
Ladies and gentlemen. Tonight will be Robbie Kirkhoff with Gabe Steiner on trumpet. Robbie Kirkhoff doing the harmony with his Mr. Harmonizer. The song will be scored by Gabe Steiner, and they're doing tonight, Mr. Rogers, Won't You Be My Neighbor.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I've always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Wow.
Won't you
Sad.
Be my neighbor?
This is depressing.
Won't you
All he's doing is, your version sounds like
won't
he's just
you please?
Just a
won't
whiner.
You please?
Yes, go ahead.
Won't you please be my neighbor? It's a beauty. Nobody likes me. Why don't any of my neighbors like me? I feel like I'm totally respectable to all my neighbors, but nobody wants to be a neighbor of mine. Nobody. Why is everybody's dog shitting on my lawn? Am I supposed to just let my neighbors be rude? Why is everybody's neighbor shitting on my lawn? Even
right,
my
listen,
neighbors are shitting on my lawn.
I got a professional
lawn.
Show to do. I have a professional
Why
show.
Why doesn't anyone want to be my neighbor?
Welcome to Detroit.
What? Oh, I hate when they do this. This makes me feel disrespected.
Mini podcast by the Mini Podcasters Association of America.
This is ridiculous.
Welcome back. My guest
is Joe McKenzie, lyricist Joe. And I have a question for you. We're here at the Bridgetown Comedy Festival. You've probably seen a bunch of stuff. What's your favorite show?
I really like Setlist.
This has been the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. So, you have now fulfilled your daily requirement for podcasts, and you can turn off
the main
podcast.
Why do they have to say that? You may turn off the main podcast you've been listening to. They come in, it's something I don't okay, it's a Chris Hardwick thing.
Why doesn't anyone want to be my neighbor? I'm so lonely, all I want to do is be nice and show people how to treat each other respectably. But nobody wants to be my neighbor. Why doesn't anyone bring doggy bags to pick up the shit? Why doesn't anybody bring wine? Why doesn't anyone clean up their dog shit? Clean, I just want a neighbor. Nobody's gonna be my neighbor. What the hell?
Okay. Can I ask you, I want you to do something you did the last time on the show. Put that devil voice on there. And we were doing this thing where, look, this is again, it's always... Okay, so if there's a thing, it's... You're not laughing at what you shouldn't laugh at. You're laughing at that they have to disguise their voices. This is from real footage. You'll see this. Like, you'll see real footage of someone telling the moment up before. It's dark, but I think it's funnier than it's mean. I think it's pointing fun at a very sensitive subject, of course, but pointing fun at something, believe it or not, that you found something that has nothing to do with the disrespect of the stories in here. But that's why it's so funny, because it feels so... It's so... You know, it's I don't know. It's you are making fun of you are okay. Let me just do it. I'm sorry, I'm over talking it. I apologize. Now I'm over talking it. So,
Robbie Kirkhoff.
So it when they're telling their story about like you know, and then I let's try to keep it not too disgusting. You know, like they're just telling the story, and then I turn the corner and I got you know try to keep it. And then so when they're telling the story, they have to put a defibrillator on their voice. And when they start to if they start to cry, they have the devil voice on their cry. So yeah, do the thing where it's all good. Where he's telling
you have
story.
To just start asking me questions. Okay. Like you're it's like you're interviewing or interrogating me.
Do me a favor, can I make a question?
Uh huh.
Let's split the difference. I want to get to the part I love.
Okay, you want to get
too
quick.
Okay. I'll be patient. Okay. Don't make me wait too long.
I know, you know. Here we go. You know, Todd,
move
come
away,
on.
Move away. And where did you, what time did you leave your office?
It was quitting time, so I don't know, like 4:47. That's the time I leave, so my, you know, it's like early enough to where it counts as I can leave and nobody notices.
And you went and you barricaded yourself in the house.
Yeah, I was scared. You know, I was really scared.
And then when did you realize that you made a huge mistake?
It was when I looked up. I was just in a blind rage, and I snapped out of it. I looked down, and my hands were just covered in blood, and I saw my dog just dead. My dog was dead. I didn't want to kill my dog. I didn't want to. I didn't know why I did it. I looked up and I didn't see. It was a blood everywhere. I love my dog.
Okay. We're not laughing. By the way, I'm not bullshitting you too, George Carlin. I could learn that a joke was at the wrong thing. I still defend that it's take the... If you're going to play it on national TV, when they cry, out of respect to their own story, why don't you take that thing off their voice? Because I'm a... Don't air it that way. Come on. Have respect to the person. You're telling their story. Don't make them look... It's not a joke. It was the worst day of their... Hey, these people are human beings. And... All right. Why do you have to...
Katie called when she got the word.
What's this?
She said, I suppose you've heard about Todd Glass. Well, I rushed attached to the internet and I looked inside. But I could hardly believe my eyes.
What's going on?
There's a bunch of shows downloaded.
Oh my god.
On my hard drive.
What? What's going on?
I know he's been podcasting on his stop payment show. People say it's funny, but I already know. Cause for 24 months I've been downloading the show. My Todd Glass.
Todd Glass?
Well, yeah.
You know Todd. Todd Glass. Yeah, Todd Glass from the podcast. Sure. Yeah, yeah.
24 months of jingles and bits. We hope it lasts forever and he never calls it quits. Every Friday morning I wake up and listen to a show by Todd Glass.
Todd Glass!
Oh yeah, Todd Glass, I know Todd Glass. He's on the wall of pussy that never was pussy.
Listening together with Todd and his guest. Sometimes I think the family shows are the best. Me and Todd Glass. Association sure got it right. A couple more episodes downloaded on my hard drive. Oh, I know he's been podcasting on his
phone.
People say it's funny, but I already know. It's been 24 months I've been downloading the show by Todd Glass.
Todd Glass?
Oh, yeah. Todd Glass. He loves pussy. Todd Glass loves.
Jingles and bits. I hope it lasts forever and he never calls it quits. Every Friday morning I wake up and listen to a show by Todd Glass.
I
didn't want to kill him. I didn't want to
kill him. Katie called back, asked how it felt.
Wait, there's a story.
She said, Aristotle will do very well.
What?
Producing Todd Glass.
Wow.
She said, now that I'm gone, don't you be a grump. I know you've been listening for 24 months.
I didn't know what I'm doing.
I know he's been podcasting on his top paper show. People say he's funny, but I already know. Cause for 24 months, I've been downloading the show by Todd Glass.
Oh, yeah, no, that guy fucking loves pussy, dude. Comedian, yeah, he fucking, yeah.
24 months of jingles and bits. I hope it lasts forever and he never calls it quits. Every Friday morning I wake up and listen to a show by Todd Glass.
Todd Glass?
I didn't want to know it.
He's been podcasting on his top rated show. People say it's funny, but I already know.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, that guy loves pussy.
Oh, God. Wow.
I hope that was funny. I hope it was funny. I want to make sure, Robbie. Jesus Christ.
What?
Wow. This will be fun. No. Yeah. Wow.
Is this the one with the words? How could you not get into this? I got a good idea. No. Pause. We'll close with that. Let's close with that. Not now, but let's do one. Let's do something else, and then we'll close with that. That'll be fun. We can all get into it.
Mm-hmm.
We need the trumpet. We can go nuts. It'll be a good, silly song.
We're having a
How's
fun.
Your grandmother?
Dead.
Oh, God. We'll be back.
I told you we have a friend of mine always go and his someone will die or something will happen, and we just go, is your aunt still dead? They'll be like, yeah, my aunt, what do you mean is she still dead? And then you do the same thing to them, and they go, you go, Lynn will always ask me, is your dad still dead? I go, Lynn, my dad's dead. What do you mean is he still dead? Why do you do that? He goes, I don't know. He goes, I don't know. I don't. Sometimes I lose track. Wow. Some things just all pull together in life, and you just know it. It just happens. It's magical when it happens. You just feel it when everything goes full circle. How you doing?
Good. I'm having so much fun.
It's the Todd Glass
Show. I'm having so much fun.
I'm having fun, too.
Time of my life.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
What?
Come on over to this mic. This Aaron.
New
Aaron.
Character.
What's his last name?
Who gives a
Aaron
shit?
Simon. Aaron, look, let me tell you something. Come on. I'm glad we did this. Because everybody knows Gabe. Gabe, by the way, on tambourine tonight. Pause it for one second. Rob, people have gotten to... Play Rob's one more time.
Which one? This. I'll play any song with the word Robbie in.
What is it?
Robbie is ready.
Uh-huh.
Robbie
he loves it.
Ready.
He loves it. He's
well, you should like it.
It has your name in it. People love hearing songs with their names in it. That's the thing.
So listen.
People love him.
First of all, you're going to...
Oh, wait.
You're gonna
I'll do one.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure. But then I'll tell you the answer.
Desk, Aaron. I hope you're having a good time at your first time on the Todd Glass Show.
See?
I am. See,
now listen, here's the thing. I think you have to ask sometimes on the air for songs because then Joe hears it and he feels bad. I know that's not the right way to do it. It's certainly not professional. But I think...
Joe, I want more songs. Well, more songs. Oh,
but you have one
him?
Song about you.
Okay. I thought
Aaron Simon has no songs. So why don't we do something next week? Like, some it'll be fun to play. I'll definitely have a trumpet. I'll definitely have Gabe. If Gabe can't do it, I'll have JJ do it. To be honest, the way we usually do it, we flip a coin. No, like you said about JJ, sometimes he has a little bit of an attitude. We like you because you're more fun-hearted.
You hear that, JJ?
I think you both are great. No, that's what you said. Remember you said, isn't he a little stiff sometimes? He comes in with a... Well, he did last week, and I thought it was a little bit much. He had the jacket with the tails.
Oh, wow.
Like he's
crazy.
A conductor. He goes, I'm a trumpeteer. I said, well, Gabe's a trumpeteer, and he wears a ripped T-shirt. He goes, well, I'm a trumpeteer that wears a one of those jackets with tails on him. So Joe, if you could do something really nice for
Aaron.
For Aaron, I know. For Aaron Simon. Now, Aaron Simon, let me tell you something. I'm just going to give you a nice compliment. I love your energy.
Oh,
you're great.
You. If you listen, me not so much.
If you listen to this show, you can't be a half bad person. I think you're a good person. I'm glad you're here. It's going to be fun.
This has been so much fun.
Seeing you over there, just taking it all in. I love it. It's a good energy. Now you live. So I think your parents probably did a lot right because you're well adjusted and you can tell you're smart and you're.
Yeah.
What is your mom's name?
Shawnee Simon.
And where do they live?
Davis.
They live in Davis, California. It's beautiful there.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Do you have a carport?
A carport?
Yeah, I don't know. I always picture those homes with carports, and
actually,
I love carports.
Yeah, with a ping pong table.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, and I have skates.
To George Carlin?
To George Carlin, yeah.
You have a ping pong table under your... Then when I said carport... Hold on, stop with the music. This isn't a big joke.
They don't keep a car in it.
This isn't a big joke.
No car.
You have a... When I said carport, you went carport. Why did you hem? And by the way, you know to George Carlin, you can't break that rule.
Yeah, no. It's absolutely...
So you have a carport?
Yeah. My dad will hear this podcast. He'll text me a picture of it, and I'll forward it to you as proof. 100%, we have a carport.
And you have a ping pong table under it?
Yeah.
That's exactly the house I pictured.
You're willing to bet your life on this?
No, he knows to George Carlin.
Like,
we don't have to make him bet his life.
Sure.
Hold on. So, and then your dad, and what's your dad's name?
Mark Simon.
Mark Simon, what
big
does he
fan
do?
Of this podcast.
No, he's not a big fan.
He's a famous podcaster?
I don't know. My dad or Todd.
And what's your dad's name?
Mark.
And you have a sister and you have a brother or a sister?
I have two younger brothers.
You get along with them as much as you can?
Yeah.
You do? How old are they?
I annoy them, but...
How old are you?
I'm 19.
And how old's your brother?
I'm the oldest. Mm-hmm. Then I have a 17-year-old brother.
Cool.
And a 13-year-old brother? Yeah, he's 13. And he's the one who's on Instagram and big on YouTube and stuff.
What's his name? What's his name?
R.E.A. Simon.
R.E.A.
Yeah,
Simon. What a great name.
Right?
Ladies and gentlemen, R. E. A. Simon, and in the room,
Your other brother's like, hey, give the other brother something too.
Yeah, Sam. Give him some love.
Okay, that's enough. So anyway, back to the show.
Bet your mom's shitting her pants.
Oh, Why do you have to be rude? Constantly. His mom's going to be listening to the show. You want him to hear talk like that? Think their son's working on a shit show? We don't have foul language. I wanted to have the segment. He'd go, Mom, from 88 minutes in till 89. No, I'm not saying you. I know. We shouldn't They're picture your mom that wears a scarf.
No, I'm sure she has very nice pants.
She probably has a good sense of humor. They're listening to this right now laughing. They're okay. They have a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like your parents are 100.
No.
By the way, some people get old at 25. Don't get me started. And that's all she wrote. So anyway, well, thank you.
Whoa.
Do you want to improvise a song? I'm kidding. So I love to ask people that because nobody wants to improvise a song but Wayne Brady, and he's annoying. that makes no sense. Edit that out. No, I'm allowed to do comedy. Can I be honest? I watch him on that show. I think he's a good host.
Which show?
The show he does. It's not easy, and he does come off.
It's hard to host.
He had a bad rep because I think he came off aloof sometimes. But I try to, but on that show, what's that show with the prices? Not the prices, right?
Not the prices, right?
The other one. Let's make a deal.
Who's last?
Let's make a deal.
Whose line is it anyway?
I'm giving you the right answer, and you're guessing the wrong answer. So what do you want to go on?
I didn't know he was on Let's Make a Deal. That's how.
He's the
host. How long I haven't been watching TV. I didn't know.
Well, I haven't. I just heard about it. I don't watch TV either. I want to be as good as you know what I mean. Like I want to be.
I haven't watched TV.
Anyway, I think he does a good job on the show. It's not easy doing that. Coming across friendly people night day after day after day. And you know who else does a good job? Drew Carey. They're both comfort television for me. Sometimes if I get up in the morning, I love to get up. Like sometimes it sounds a little weird, but like throw a little water in my face and my hair. I'll like put on a clean T-shirt. Not every day, but when I feel like I can relax and I have nothing to do, and then get back into bed, and like
that's always nice.
And do you think Drew Carey is going to be?
And I'll watch those shows
like the previous host and just do it until until he can't do it anymore.
You know what?
You think because it seems like once you get that job, you're that job until you die.
I think people overall don't do shows as long as they used to.
But he did. He did it for so long.
I think
was it Bob Barker?
Yeah,
Bob Barker did it forever. He did it forever.
You know, but by the way, if he's enjoying it, I mean, good for him. You just would hope that when you weren't enjoying it anymore, overwhelmingly,
true.
You walk. If you do it because you're just true, going, you know what? Sometimes I complain, but overall, I don't know what else I would do. And I get a lot of love in there. It's a good life, and you just don't want to stop.
That's
it.
That's a great gig.
I respect
that too. That's a great gig.
It is
every
a great
day,
job.
Just making
way,
people happy.
I don't know.
People are jumping up and down and screaming all the time.
I don't know if Drew Carey, how he is behind the scenes. I bet if I had to bet, I could be wrong. He's pretty nice. Which means it's a good energy on the set because it's all up to him. If he's nice, then everybody's nice. Pretty much, he's in control. So I bet that's not a bad life. That announcer was a friend of his. That's a great life.
Really?
What's his name?
Bob Barker.
How dare you?
What?
You're letting him come over there and punch you.
The announcer? I don't know.
No, the Drew Carey. Then there's a sidekick. He reads all, come on down.
Oh, I don't know.
He has like a famous name.
This is all going over my head.
Don't ask
me. No
the price. You know the Price is Right, though, right?
I think so.
Yeah, by the way, this has nothing to do with you being young, because Price is Right is on every single day of the week for the last 40 years.
What are you doing, not watching television?
The one with the wheel?
It's not like, yeah, the one with the wheel.
The one with the wheel. Plinko.
Get the.
What?
Get the helicopter. Oh, yeah. Get the helicopter. We need to get him. No, never mind. I was going to say we have a lunatic. I'll do the bit later.
Okay.
So The Price is Right is the show.
All right, let's do the bit later.
You feel comfortable?
Oh, yeah.
When you got here, you said you were a little nervous.
Oh, yeah. I'm always a little nervous.
So am I. It's okay to be nervous. You know what? Maybe it makes you know, nothing wrong with being a little nervous.
True.
You think I'm going to go, don't be nervous. You know what I used to tell people when they told me don't be nervous? I tell them to go fuck themselves. I learned that from Eddie Pepitone. okay, so here's what we're going to do. Eddie for the president. I never got to that. Oh, we were going to do that song. Oh, we're going to close with that.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're all going to
have
a microphone. I'm going to say, I'm going to ask you two when we close to come closer to microphones so we can all, maybe, or you two can share that microphone. You know what I mean? You hear me? What are you looking at, Gabe? So your parents are nice. But did you hear this? This was outside a Justin Bieber concert. I'm telling you, I'm right.
Really?
Oh, by the way, I want to correct myself. Sometimes I'll realize something. Pause it for 1 second. I'll realize something, and I'll listen to the show, and I'll hear something I said, and I'll really, over the stupidest thing, I go, oh, I wish I could address every single person before they listen to the show. Like, I could change text that played before every show. I would love it. because I'm talking about the Justin Bieber concert, and I go, you know, this girl's probably like 12 years old. No, she's probably not 12 years old. She's probably like 16.
I love you. I'll
hold
see
on.
You tomorrow,
so that,
Justin.
So this girl in the background here. I'm just saying the police, it's a very, let me tell you something. I wish everybody happiness. I am worried. I think the humor from this, it's my new way I set everything up, comes from, look, hey, today I thought, you know what, she's 16. Me and Robbie both go, we were 16 and we didn't, you know.
Never lost our minds over a human being.
You should love Justin Bieber. There's no problem there. Whoever you like at that age, whoever it is, you fall in love. That's how you learn to love different types of music. It's that you should be fucking obsessed with some band. It's a special thing to find at a certain age. That's all cool. What you hope you don't cross the line is standing as their car drives by going, ah! It's like, no. I'm saying I'm worried about UNFOs or doing security. I'd call the helicopters right in. The minute I hear that tone of, because they're not going to play it again. They're not going to, you know. They're not going to. She's not going to. Obviously, they're pushing everybody back. This girl's like, no. I'll see. Oh, I'm friends with him, basically.
Back away, girls. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow, Justin.
No, he won't see you tomorrow. So here's what I would do if I was.
I love you. I'll see you tomorrow, Justin.
Yeah, we need a helicopter in here. We got a definite psychopath on our hands. We need to lower a helicopter in right now.
I love you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Please put a spotlight on her. She's out of her mind.
Please, we need help. I need people down here. We got a psychopath on our hands.
Justin, I love you. I'll see you tomorrow, Justin. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow, Justin. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow, Justin.
You don't think she's crazy?
I love you. I'll see you tomorrow,
I mean, she
tomorrow,
keeps repeating
Justin.
The same thing, so.
That
she sounds
doing.
Crazy.
Yeah.
No,
she's doing this the whole time.
It,
she just
it.
Keeps saying the same thing
pause
over
it.
It.
Even if she says it once, I'm only keep playing it to let you hear what she
tomorrow?
Said
tomorrow? Why are you going to see him tomorrow?
Yeah, what is she
you following
exactly.
him around? You're following him around?
You came to see the show one night. Go put your money away for your retirement.
I don't want
to
break
Do we
this.
Know that she's 16?
I bet I'm guessing right.
There's not an adult doing that.
There are adults.
But she could be
there
like
could
12.
Be.
Oh,
yeah, there are for sure believer adults.
That's
believer
true.
Adults,
oh, not
yeah.
even. But you're right. But them, you.
But like, how delusional are you to be like, I'll see you tomorrow?
No,
but
wait.
If
well, here's where I don't want to break the bit. But is this like a to George Carlin question?
No.
Yeah.
Well, no,
I think we're.
It's yeah. What's the George Carlin? What question?
Are like, they, why would you think that you're going to see him tomorrow?
Because they are going to see him tomorrow.
Because it's. He could be doing two shows.
Oh no! I just meant. Oh, I thought there was three or four shows. I just meant they're not gonna. You're not gonna have contact.
Yeah,
you know, you might
maybe
be setting your expectations.
She could
high.
Have actually known him. Could be like,
yeah, that's.
Yeah,
but if you like, know Justin Bieber, you're
not
screaming at him from the sidelines.
Why are you? Are you going to be the dumb guy on
with
the
him.
Show?
You're with him if you
hey,
know him.
Your parents are listening.
You're not going.
So
Justin,
you're
my friend.
Hold on, my you're,
hey, Justin, we know each other.
Aaron, your yeah. parents are going to listen to the show. They're going to think our son's stupid.
I know.
Because they're going to be like, what? He didn't have to interject. If he goes. Oh, maybe they're his friends. What are you, a bad detective? A bad detective is slowing everything down for a bad piece of information. So we're sitting here going...
Justin, we literally got coffee 2 days ago. Why
yeah.
are you not...
Yeah. Yeah. He's a friend.
I'm just
Why
saying it's possible.
Here?
Justin, I have friends...
I love you. I'll see you tomorrow,
okay.
Justin.
And when she's saying it, her hands are down by her side. Anyway, well, she's not moving them. So, and she has like a lot of papers in her hands and pictures of him. But it's not nice. My show tonight is not nice, so I guess that's what I'm going to do, bad comedy from now on. Please indulge me while I do comedy that isn't sensitive. I just do mean. I make fun of the wrong people. Maybe I do. Maybe this will be the show that I go, what the fuck? I said it jokingly, but or I'm fine with it. I will analyze it. I will re-listen to this show, and I will analyze it. Trust me. But anyway, back. Turn this off, because this is serious. So with your parents, you go, oh, maybe they're friends. That's what you want to say. Your parents are like, oh, Jesus Christ. I hope they don't kick him out of there. Because with something like that, they're gonna have you. I could see your mom calling you on the phone.
Honey.
I don't know about that.
Honey, why did you bring that up? That was ridiculous. When Todd said that and you go, well, maybe that girl was a friend. Friends?
Your mom would be absolutely right. Because when I have friends come to my show, I do. I have friends come to my show. Can I tell you what they're not doing?
Thinking outside the box?
Yeah, they're not yelling at me. They're not yelling.
I love you, Todd. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, that's my friend. Hey, come on over here. I
no,
didn't know
I'll
you came
see
to see
you tomorrow,
me.
Todd.
I listen. Here's what I'd like to do to say goodnight. So anyway, that was welcoming you here. You're great. Tell your parents you're in good hands.
All right,
everything's
well.
Nice. If any of these guys now, sometimes Aristotle, he has a baseball league. He'll take you. We got uniform for you. And
but it's
we have,
mostly beating people with bats.
It's beating. Well, sometimes we go around. We do a little vigilante. Aristotle! Aristotle! Let me tell you something. your family, when they hear the song, when they hear your song next week, they're going to shut the fuck up. We're not, Joe, I can predict that Joe is going to really put a lot into the song. Joe, if you need trumpets, we'll learn them. Like, you go, leave pauses, like, all the way through. Maybe you sing for, like, 30 seconds, and then the trumpets come in, and then you sing for 25 seconds, and then the trumpet comes in. I'll send it on over to Jake. I'll send it over to Gabe. I'll get that song over to Gabe. If you get it to me early enough, don't dilly-dally. This is Friday. We need a turnaround by Wednesday, Joe. So
actually, to make it even better, you have 2 weeks, because I'm going to be at a wedding next week.
Great. So, he's already, he can't be here next week.
I texted you.
Wow, he comes 1 week and he's just got a wedding next week. Who has a wedding on a Wednesday?
Robbie over there is an intern, and he started with Alex. I guarantee Robbie did not call in the first day and go, I'll be taking off the next day.
So unprofessional. So unprofessional. Oh, God. You come 1 week and you leave the next.
Please clear the floor. The great Aaron Simon is entering the podcast. I'll be taking the tonight off.
Is that my jingle?
That's Robbie is ready. Robbie is ready.
I listen. I want to say something funny. It's be a blackout.
What?
Play that song.
This one?
Yeah, say something. Robbie. No, not yet.
What?
Bring it in. Just say something and then bring it right in.
All right, guys, this has been the Todd Glass Show. I hope you guys have been having a good time. Keep listening.
Robbie is ready.
Okay, pause it. I want to thank everybody for coming. We're going to close in a fun way. You can stay there. Robbie.
Feel the barn.
Feel the barn. Bernie Sanders. I thought to myself, I'm watching a man walking people into a revolution. And
incredible.
It gave me
the
chills.
The best.
And
he's
it
the
gave
best.
Me the chills.
Yes, people really aren't just going to stop after this. Like, oh,
no, it's
well,
like,
I guess he lost, so all our things that we believe in are gone
now.
Yeah,
okay, we gave it a shot.
You know what?
What I'm honestly really hoping, and I'm interested to see his finances, is I can imagine Trump just being totally broke after this. Like, him pouring all of his money into this campaign.
From what I understand.
And not becoming president?
Yeah, how much money is he putting in? How much money does he actually have?
I have no idea. Someone was saying he doesn't even have $500,000.
Somebody said that he was talking about how we can't even have Aristotle hairspray. He goes, remember you used to have this hairspray with the Aristotle?
Is that what he said?
I go, what? You know what? People do talk about your hair, and I don't think it's right to bring it up. I really don't. But I'm saying, you know it's out there. So if I was a friend of his, I'd be like, don't use the hairspray as an analogy. Because
you know that the hairspray that they used to use... It was amazing. You could spray it all over. And it would hold. But today you got to do it with your pump and your hands get tired. I want to go back to a day where we were meaner and less nice. Let's go backwards. I'm a moron, everybody. I know that we've been on these horses trying to get to a better place. Because the better place is always tomorrow. But this time, I think, to get to where we want to go... We should turn around and go back to where we were. Pardon me, but we were getting away from where we were to get to a kinder place. No, I'm sorry. Up till this point, even though the history has shown that the better days, not that they're perfect, are always ahead of us, there has never once been a time in this world where we should have gone back 10 years because we were kinder to people than 10 years ago. The history shows that every single time, better days are ahead of us. But as your chief, I think for this one time, we're going to go and go right against that for some odd reason. Completely turn around. Matter of fact, I'll base my campaign on it. Let's go back and make country great again, even though it never fucking happened. We're going to make pretend it was when every single fact shows that tomorrow is a better time. But we will convince people that somehow to get things better, we must make an about-face turn and walk in the complete opposite direction into where we thought we were going. Suck!
Okay. Aristotle, I'll give you the last word.
poop before we do.
Well, he's a rebel man.
Wow.
Do we ever play this?
Oh yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. I don't know. Did we play this one?
Robbie Kirkhoff. Robbie Kirkhoff.
You're very, very. By the way.
Yeah.
Lord Robbie K. You have something to say? Twitter.
Yeah, and Instagram and Snapchat.
Robbie Kirkhoff. Robbie Kirkhoff.
Uh huh.
Wow, I love that song. I never heard that.
So good. Yes, I think it's one of my favorites.
You know what? Sometimes I hear a song. I usually like when songs are a little quicker. You know, and I sometimes like the covers, but I heard, if I'm right, this is the original, the guy who wrote Don't Be Cruel. And it tells the story better than a fast version. You sort of hear what's going on. You know the other version. You know I can't be found sitting home all alone in a bed.
You know I can be found.
Listen.
I'm sitting home all alone. If you can't come around.
It's a little too mellow for right now, at least the mood I'm in, but I like that, like sitting, like laying on the sofa and listening to that song, and you really hear the story. But what the fuck do I know? Remember what I said we were going to close with? It, by the way, so much fun tonight.
So much fun.
I know when I'm tired, I very rarely feel like I got enough. Tonight I did. I liked it. We got to do the after show.
I think it was so good.
So let's bring it in. Show, play the one that the real the.
Which one? You didn't tell me which one to play. You're just saying play it.
No, we just talked about it when we took a break.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So
No, this is my bad.
No, that's what makes me not even give a shit. The minute somebody goes, oh, yeah, you didn't tell me which one, and then you realize, oh, my God, that's what the sole reason we stopped, then you're happy. Just the fact that they're not going.
Yeah, no, it's great. You mean this song?
Oh, shut up. What are they saying? And we're going to go nuts. I want you so into that trumpet, into that when it's time. Now get the rhythm here.
Tales of my happy kid, cold baby, to stay yet with Joe. With the stand and shoes, my old home will be seen in a whole red maybe get the color boss dying.
I've lived in bad
life. Baby, she's saying, man, she's gonna be steam. You never try, but never just got babies in jail.
Aaron, this is your mother. What are you doing? Your father's outside. Go outside, Robbie. What's going on? What type of show is this? Is this a devil worshipping thing?
Stop it. You're insensitive.
What? Oh, we almost ruined the show there.
By the way, it makes me laugh just as hard as it did the first time.
We almost ruined it.
I'm going to let Gabe close the show. Oh, by the way, hold on. Bring my echo down a little bit. Thank you, Rob, over from Brillstein. Thank you, Aaron. Nice meeting you tonight. Gabe, I know, we'll do it in a second. Hold on. Gabe on trumpet, everybody. Robbie Kirkhoff doing the after show and being on the board, doing a great job. Great, great, seriously, really good job.
Thank you.
And of course, Aaron Simon. I already thanked him, didn't I?
Yeah.
But you, Todd Glass, as well.
Listen.
Sometimes you got to be able to take something, okay? You did a great job tonight. You were a great host.
Well, I guess.
This show wouldn't happen without you. Look, everybody listening to this show loves you, Todd.
I don't mean to.
People love you. People love this show.
Robbie, your father wants to talk to you. Do you mind?
Oh.
Hey, son.
Oh.
Oh, bro.
Dad?
Time down. Yeah.
Dad?
Is this my son?
Yeah, Dad. It's Robbie, your son.
I love what you kids are doing down there.
You do?
I like him because he includes me as kid.
Oh, how old is the Todd? He sounds like he's about 13.
No, yeah, he's about 13.
What are you talking about? I'm 34, sir.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, Dad, sometimes I thought you were better at guessing age.
Me and your mother got frisky last night.
What?
Does that make you uncomfortable,
yeah,
son?
Yeah, why are you telling me this?
Because I love you and I want you to know that I'm happy.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm glad you're happy, Dad.
Robbie?
What? Dad?
I've been crying into a sock lately. I didn't want to tell you.
What? Dad?
Your bar mitzvah put me in the fucking hole. Also, you could have a full band and a DJ. What the fuck?
Dad, I didn't want any of that stuff.
Son, you're on the new show called I Punked My Son.
Oh, Dad.
I love you. Everything I did.
You're so silly, Dad.
You're the best son I could ever ask
for. Oh, I love you, Dad.
Well, don't get carried away.
Okay. Not that much.
So you think right now they're sitting with their headsets on, they want to hear every word. Yeah. What else
do they say about us? Should we listen to the very end?
Yeah, you want to hear our family secrets?
Wow. Well, I just want them to know that I'm glad you're listening, and we're proud of you. Now go to bed. And I want to say something. Aaron asked me to tell you. I'm going to close the show with it. I think it's just safe to say it now. He goes, I don't know how to tell my parents. They're going to listen to the show. He says, just give him a little space. All right, that's how we'll close the show. He says, no. He knows when he's at your house and it's your house and everything. But he's like, just back off when my friend's over. he wants me to tell you that.
Thanks, Todd.
Is this not the way to close the show?
I don't know. It's up to you. It's your show,
it
man.
It has to be.
But it does, it's not funny. Now his parents are listening. They're listening. You know what they're going? It's not funny. Aaron, that, the way he closes out that show, saying this about us, saying that about what if people believe it? What if Davis, we have a shit reputation because of that Todd Glass show. They think there's something going down.
No, Aaron, they love this. They love this. Come on.
No.
They love it. Hey, you stupid fuck. Fly me to the moon, you dumb fuck.
You, I like. It's not the things you wear, it's not the way you do your hair, but it's you, I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. It's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like. Like, it's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.